The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Trane Heating and Air Conditioning.
Mac Rhodes with us on ESPN Central Texas. Is there any way, shape, or form that based on what Baylor's dealt with other stories recently, that the decision to suspend 14 players was in any way like almost overkill?
No, I don't believe that at all. I think it was appropriate. You know, I don't necessarily know all of the details and shouldn't know all of the details, but when it came time to the sanctions, the consequences, I think they were appropriate. And again, you know, nobody lost a scholarship. Nobody was kicked off the team, and appreciative for Coach Rodriguez and the way he handled all of this and staff, but also our young men. And sometimes the intention is pure, and it's about having fun, and you know, maybe, you know, you take that a step or two too far, and then before you know it, it falls into a different category.
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Here's David Smoak and Paul Catalina.
All right, here we go. It's 3:02. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock. Lady Bears tonight at home, the number 2 ranked team in the country against TCU. Baylor is 10-0 in conference play, and TCU is 8-2, so that game tonight at the Farrell Center. We're now joined by XFL Commissioner Oliver Luck. He joined us at the Super Bowl and Radio Row in Miami. He joins us now. Paul Catalina, I'm David Smoak in studio. Oliver, thanks for your time. We appreciate it very much. Could you have asked for a better opening weekend?
Well, first of all, hello, David. Paul, nice to be with you guys again. I couldn't have imagined in my wildest dreams, you know, a better launch weekend for us. You know, the two games Saturday, two games Sunday, you know, good quality of play, some exciting plays, great production value in terms of the television. And of course, we expected that from, you know, Fox and ABC, ESPN, good attendance. We even had nice weather in four different markets. That's always a hard thing this time of year. So all in all, it was a good start, but we also know we got a long way to go. It's, you know, there was certainly a curiosity factor that probably helped us, you know, with both our, you know, TV ratings as well as attendance. But we feel pretty good. We're continuing to work hard, you know, trying to play the best football we possibly can, because if we can do that, I think a lot of these other things do fall in place a little bit.
The broadcast was a lot different than people may be, you know, used to when you watch a football game. There are a lot of different innovations and things. How long did that take to come to light and to get those things worked out? And especially, I'm sure you had some gremlins the first week, but it seemed pretty smooth.
Yeah, we had a couple of gremlins, but that's inevitable. You know, the concepts are easy, right? So the concept, hey, let's give fans access to, you know, what the referees are talking about when they're reviewing a play. Let's give them access to, you know, locker room speech, you know, pregame talk, postgame, halftime. Let's give them access to the play call. Let them listen to the, you know, head coach calling the play, you know, giving that play to the quarterback. So that's all easy to talk about. The hard part is really the mechanics of it, you know, because you've got to have multiple systems. You've got to have, you know, backup systems put in place. You know, coaches have to sort of understand that, you know, they may be, you know, sort of eavesdropped on, if you will. And, you know, that's a matter of making sure the language is appropriate. So, you know, you got to have microphones in certain places. So it becomes a pretty challenging thing mechanically, but the concepts are easy. And the concept is really simple, which is let's let the television viewer have access to places that, you know, heretofore were not available, right? They couldn't listen into the referees, couldn't listen into a play call. As an old quarterback, I couldn't tell you how many times when I was playing, people would say, hey, Oliver, what does the quarterback say in the huddle? Call a play for us. And, you know, what do people, you know, what are they, are there other conversations going on in the huddle? Do people say, no, I don't like that play? That kind of a thing. So I think all in all, the access component, despite a couple of gremlins, all in all, that went pretty well.
I used it yesterday with a broadcaster, Grant Paulson, who covers D.C. for you. He's a broadcaster for the D.C. Franchise. That it's almost, if anyone's been to a NASCAR race and they get the headsets to hear what the pit crews and drivers are saying, I'm not sure you've ever experienced that at a race or you ever been to a race, but that's kind of the same idea, isn't it?
Well, that's precisely where we got the idea from. So that's Fox, right? And, you know, the folks at Fox are very smart, always pushing the envelope. The other thing that Fox has done, which is really cool, they will talk, you know, during some of their baseball games that they have, Major League Baseball, they'll talk to the manager, you know, during the game. So if you noticed in our games, you know, this doesn't happen much, but you know, it happens in relatively short bursts, you know, 30, 40 seconds here or there. You know, the booth was communicating directly with the head coach, basically saying, hey, Coach Stoops, you just, you know, scored a touchdown. You know, tell us what your thought was, you know, for calling that play. So those are just, you know, things that we think make some sense because it's giving, again, that viewer access into places, spaces that, you know, he or she just hasn't been able to access before.
Oliver Luck, commissioner of the XFL, with us on ESPN Central Texas.
The product on the field was really good, too, Oliver, and I'm sure you had to be a little bit nervous about what's this going to look like when the guys actually play a real game, but how were you pleasantly surprised with how advanced they did seem to be, even with kind of a shorter training camp than they may even be used to?
Yeah, you know, we really spent a lot of time as we led up to this trying to figure out how much time does a team need? How much time does a brand new group of players need to be able to, week one, you know, play good quality football? And, you know, we had a more or less 3 weeks of mini camps in December for all the teams. We had, you know, all of our teams in Houston for the month of January for training camps, and then, you know, another 2 weeks or so before we kicked off. So I thought the quality of play was good. I think there is, you know, room for improvement, clearly. I'll tell you, I was standing in the D.C. Stadium, Audi Field, watching the D.C. defenders, Cardale Jones, a guy that I'm kind of rooting for because you know, I grew up in Cleveland. He grew up in Cleveland. I would love to see him do well in this league. He threw his first pass into the dirt. I thought, oh, no, this is going to be tough to watch. And then he, you know, threw two beautiful balls, you know, sort of 15, 18-yard out patterns, really got into a rhythm. The fans in the stadium, we had about, you know, 18, 19,000 there. They started to chant MVP. And I just got the biggest kick out of that because, you know, here they had a new quarterback 3 or 4 minutes into the game. They barely knew the players on the team, and they're chanting MVP. They just, like, immediately took ownership of that team. That was fun to see. That was, you know, one of those moments where you say, this is why I'm in the sports business, right? It's kind of special.
I think it's because D.C. hadn't seen that kind of pass in a while as far as
that could be the case as well.
Oliver, now, one of the things we mentioned was the access in many ways, as you described, as far as coaches or on the field or calling plays in the press box, et cetera, players on the field or off. But also there's the Play XFL app, which has two or three ways, in fact, three ways that fans can be involved. Play XFL app, free play games are giving fans a chance in week two to win up to $500,000 prize. Fans attending XFL games can opt in to play a four-question pick'em contest for that game to win prizes from the home team. And fans can also download in the App Store and Google Play. Your thoughts about how you say, okay, the first week's over, let's not relax, let's go for more.
Well, this is, number one, a kind of a fun thing to do. It doesn't cost a dime, and there's a chance to win a bunch of money. I mean, who wouldn't like that? But the second piece is probably more important for us, which is we really want to engage with the sports gambling, the sports wagering community. You know, it's no question. We all know this. People love to gamble on football. They've been doing it for decades. We'll continue to do it for decades. And ever since the Supreme Court made its decision, was it a year and a half or so ago, you know, the sports gambling community is on fire. I mean, it's happening all over the place. Various states that approve online wagering, more sports books, you know, casinos, you name it. So it's really our attempt to say to the sports wagering community, we hear you, we want to listen to you, we want to engage you. It's my job, to be honest with you guys, my job as commissioner to make sure that our league has integrity, and we never want to compromise the integrity of our league. But that's, you know, that the sports wagering thing is going to continue to grow. It's an important part of our business plan, and it's an important part of everybody's business plan in professional sports, whether it's the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. So, you know, this is our first step, really. The Play XFL app is our first step to, you know, kind of engaging with the sports wagering community.
Can you see what you're doing? And it's not about another league, but it's also about football, and you're coming off their season, the NFL. Can you imagine Bill Belichick allowing a camera and audio in the press box with the Patriots calling plays?
That would be difficult to imagine. and believe me, as I went around, you know, this is almost over a year ago when I started, you know, first started hiring our head coaches. I think Bob Stoops was the first coach that I hired. you know, and then we kind of went down the list, Jim Zorn and Pep Hamilton, Winston Moss, et cetera. Believe me, most of our coaches had some concerns, you know, because all of a sudden they were faced with knowing that broadcasters could tap into their play call and, you know, listen in. Let's listen in as Coach Hamilton, you know, tells the quarterback what play he wants to run. So that was a little bit of a leap of faith. But as I was, you know, recruiting these head coaches, I really said to them, hey, guys, we're going to do a couple of things that are different. You know, we're going to do a few things that are going to push the envelope. And some may work, some may not, you know, but you know, rest assured, it'll be real football. At the end of the day, what they care about, and this is what the question they all asked me was, Oliver, is this going to be real football? I said, hell yeah. It's going to be real football, 11-on-11, four down, same, you know, same field, you know, more or less the same rules. 99% of our rules are the NFL rules, really, you know, differ in a dozen or so places. So, you know, our coaches, much like Coach Belichick would do, our coaches were a little bit concerned. But as we went through, you know, training camp and we did a bunch of mock games with Fox and ESPN and ABC, I think they got pretty comfortable with sort of all the things that we're doing. So, you know, so far so good. They've really been great troopers. And I think they kind of like the idea that they're part of a league that is trying something new and something a little bit different and is pushing the envelope while still, you know, maintaining all those great characteristics that we like about, you know, good, hard-hitting football.
Hey, Oliver, thank you very much for being a part of the show. Had you on live at the Radio Row in Miami at the Super Bowl. First week seems to be very positive. Second week, of course, all about making and gaining momentum and taking advantage of the attention. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate having me on. Thanks, guys.
That's Oliver Luck, commissioner of the XFL. He was supposed to be on at like 2:15 with Craig Q and Steven, and somehow or another that just got a mix up on time. And we come walking into the studio, phone rings, Garrett goes, hello? It's Oliver Luck. And so we start the show off with him. Now, I told this to Craig and Q. Back when, in early January, Matt Rhule decided to take the job with the Carolina Panthers, there were some, and there was some feedback, blowback, opinions about, you know, he was never loyal, or not a lot. It was not very much, but there was a little bit of that bitterness, a little bit of that jilted feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You see what happened with Tucker at Colorado to Michigan State? You see how Matt Rhule handled it, even though you may never have thought he was going to stay long, or maybe you did. And then you see how Colorado and Michigan State and how that ended so quickly.
Mel Tucker was on campus in Boulder today, wanted to talk to the players, and the athletic director told him no.
I can see that.
Yeah,
I can see
no.
That. And I can also see why he's going to East Lansing for more, a ton of money.
Well, and it's a lot of money for a guy who's 5-7 as a head coach. And Michigan State got told no by Mel Tucker, apparently, and then came back with him. With a big power, some of the power brokers came back and said, no, this is our offer. And he was at Michigan State in 97 with Nick Saban, so they're trying to keep it. They like that. The Michigan schools like that. They like to have bloodline in there in their coaching hires, and Mel Tucker's gone now. I'm very interested to see what Colorado does at this point in the season because recruiting's already over. You've signed a recruiting class that's Mel Tucker and his staff. You don't know who he's going to take. I would assume that a lot of the guys, like Darren Chiaverini is there. I believe he's their offensive coordinator. He might be up for
that. He played there. He's a receiver there.
So he's not going to leave. But who's going to go with Mel Tucker?
Well,
do you probe him up from within?
Yeah, I know. It's not so much about Colorado. It's about comparing how Matt Rhule exited.
Oh, yeah.
And the reaction that a lot of people had. And then you see what Mel Tucker did. Basically, Drew Pearson, former Cowboys great, was upset because his grandson, he had talked to Mel Tucker. Well, at the same time, I think Drew right now is just pretty much sensitive to everything, but I could see what he was saying.
It's like a tuning
you
fork
don't
right now.
Go, you do go to a school, no matter what anyone wants to say, people go to the school because of the coach. But at the same time, as a parent, if you have someone who's being recruited by a school, you also need to make sure they're going there for other reasons because there's a good chance, and especially in college football, that coach won't be there when he's after four or five years.
And Matt Rhule never once said, I'm going to be here for 100 years.
No, he didn't.
He said every time, yes, I'm going to listen. Yes, I'm going to listen. But I love it here. Yes, I'm going to listen. And then when David Tepper comes in and bowls him over with an offer, I would have lost respect for Matt Rhule had he not taken that job. When someone from the goal you have was to be an NFL coach, And he had that goal, and he'd always set that goal from a young age in the coaching profession. If they come in and give you literally everything you could ever ask for before you've even done it, it's not like he was an offensive coordinator at another team and they did this. He was a college coach and they knocked him over. You have to take it.
All right. Remember earlier we discussed even last fall about baseball and the three batter minimum for relief pitchers. That is now an official rule. We'll come back with that. Also, a couple of notes. Teams that are arriving at spring training, pitchers and catchers and now position players. I saw a note where Jim Crane's going to meet with the Astros. In fact, like today, even some guys came in early for a meeting so they would all be on the same page when it comes to how they're going to handle going forward, questions or what they're going to say about the sign-stealing scandal. That's not the story so much today. It will be maybe tonight. Teams around the league who were affected perhaps even most by the playoffs or whatever. We've seen a player now want to sue the Astros. Now some teams they're chirping. And in some cases, they're barking about the Astros 2 years or 3 years after their World Series. I'm not barking. I'm not complaining. They are. We'll come back with some of those quotes next on ESPN Central Texas.
Coach Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears on the floor tonight.
The Lady Bears back in action tonight in the Faro Center hosting TCU. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 7 p.m. tip-off tonight for the Lady Bears and the Frogs.
Join Maggie Davis-Dinette and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Geetson, for Baylor Women's Basketball tonight, right here on ESPN Central Texas.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
When it comes to buying a car, one dealership name has stood for doing business the right way for decades, and that's Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat in Waco. A quick sprint down to the Loop where their dealership is, right around the corner from where we are. Brand new Ram trucks, Jeeps, Dodge, Fiat, Chrysler cars, and SUVs. And during February, new incentives, great sales prices, including large, big, massive deals on the new Rams, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Here's, by the way, price, America's hottest subcompact SUV, the new 2019 Jeep Renegade. Or choose the new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover. Your choice, $16,990. See them for more full disclosure. Alan Samuels, shop online, alansamuelsdcj.com. Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, Loop 340, east of Highway 84 in Waco.
At Community Bank and Trust, we continue to add new and improved features to our mobile and digital banking systems. Our new person-to-person payment system allows our customers to instantly send money to friends and family, no matter where they bank. Customers using our debit card just log in online, input the friend's cell phone number or email address, and the money will be sent P2P to them. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red beet potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil season. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red bean potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
As I was trying to get set for the early part of this show, Oliver Luck, thank you, the commissioner of the XFL. I was looking over a timeline of baseball. And the Yankees are at training camp, and I saw where Brett Boone and others were. Brett Boone said it's going to be healthy for anyone that felt like the Astros sign-stealing scandal was, like, they need to let it out. Do it now. Get it out of the way. Get rid of it. Let go of your emotions. Go play baseball. Get ready for the season and move on. And there were some that really kind of hammered New York. Now, I just saw this. This is from Jared Carabas, and he said, a.k.a. the Yankees' cheating methods prior to 2017 were even better than the Astros, but nobody will ever hone in on the Yankees being cheaters because they didn't actually win anything. That's a shot. So there's a little bit of that. Yankees answered questions. Here we go. I got some of it. I don't know if you got that,
yeah,
too, Paul.
I've got a great quote from Gary Sanchez, the catcher.
All right, here's the manager, Brett Boone. Obviously, these last several weeks, there's been a lot. Answering a slew of questions on the subject, meticulously thought how he would respond. We've had a lot of time to process all of this, and the range of emotions has been huge, mad, frustrated, and disappointed. Gary Sanchez.
Gary Sanchez on the video of Jose Altuve protecting his jersey after Game 6 of the ALCS. If I hit a homer and get my team to the World Series, they can rip off my pants, they can rip everything off.
Also, let me see. There's another player I saw. Lee Severino. For me, it's already in the past. Admitting he was frustrated when he initially learned the Astros what they had done. I have to focus on 2020. We could get mad. We could get anything. But we can't change the past. Remember, it was Severino where the story about him tipping off his pitches. Now, listen, that's happened without sign stealing. There's a lot of pitchers that have tipped off pitchers. Yu Darvish was accused of this in the World Series, or accused that he had. And it also could have been the fact that, obviously, the Astros had this this method. Let's see here.
Okay, Masahiro Tanaka, when asked if he felt cheated by the Yankees, the Astros winning. Yeah, I do feel that way. It's a competition, and a competition should be a fair competition. There was a little bit of thought of, was there something going on? And once you hear the news, then it's like, oh, there was actually something going on. We are actually being a bit cautious about it, so just changing up the signs and making things a little bit more complex to try to get past it. But yeah, he said he felt cheated.
All right, as for the 2019 rumors of Houston using clandestine technology under their jerseys. It persisted in the offseason. Boone isn't ruling out any possibility. There might be evidence. That's certainly one of those great unknowns. Responding no when asked if he's convinced the Astros didn't use tactics to cheat last season. I've spent time, as I'm sure a lot of people have, wondering about all the things that could have potentially been going on, and we'll just never know for sure. So that's going on today. Now, also baseball. The three-inning or three-batter minimum with relievers, and I think this should speed up the game. You would think it will. In other words, if I'm up to the plate, I'm a righty, And Garrett's in the bullpen, especially lefty. I'm a lefty. Garrett's in the bullpen. He's a relief pitcher. And it's a big key moment midway through the game or at the end of the game. You have a lefty, righty, righty, lefty. It can just constantly change. And Garrett would come in and strike me out. And then they would bring in somebody else to face the right-handed pitcher. Now they're making players. Major League Baseball today announced the rule changes will be placed for its 2020 championship season. The official baseball rules have been amended to require the starting and or any relief pitcher to pitch a minimum of three batters, including the batter then at bat or any substitute batter, until such batters are put out or reach base, or until the offensive team is put out, unless the substitute pitcher sustains injury or illness, which, in the umpiring crew's judgment, incapacitates him from further play as a pitcher. The three-batter minimum becomes effective 2020, beginning Thursday, March the 12th at spring training. Be interesting how many people try to make maneuver that. It's like a player in football when a team is going up and down the field, and it's, especially in this day and age of, go, although it's changing a little bit more back, although it's still, you know, you see a guy fall down and act like he's hurt. And it's always, to me, a little bit risky to sit there and say he's faking an injury. I just get nervous about that because we really don't know. I remember when the Cowboys played the Packers, and we had somebody who was adamant on Twitter, adamant that Paul, who's the pass rusher that's so good, 55 for Green Bay. Williams, is it? They have the same. There's two defensive players with the same name.
There was the one that came from the Redskins, right? It was Preston Smith.
Okay, not Smith, but his brother, 55 or whoever it is, a good pass rusher. Had a big game against the Packers. And I know Preston Smith's a very good pass rusher too. He's a linebacker for Green Bay, and he went down a couple of times in that game. And a Cowboys fan was furious, thinking that he was actually, you know, faking an injury, and he might have just been gassed. But that is what you see now in football, and now you wonder in baseball, will somebody who goes in and all of a sudden, you know, like he's got a blister on his finger. So they'll try to see if they can circumvent that. But it's interesting they'll leave it up to the umpire's judgment. Now, the problem is there's already too many judgments in the umpires anyway. That's like in the NFL. There's too many judgment calls in the first place. There are. There really are. So I don't know. I'm okay with this. I don't like the playoff thing where you can pick and choose who you're going to play, which is maybe going to go into effect. Baseball expanding the number of teams to make the playoffs is almost half the league. I don't care. You know, the NHL does that. NBA does that. The NFL doesn't quite do that. But the number of teams, okay, everyone gets a ribbon. Let's have five teams in the UIL. Five teams make the playoffs starting next year, right? And we should do that. And there's some districts with four teams. All of them make the playoffs if they go 0-10. Not all of them can. So the number of teams in the playoffs is not, you know, that's part of growth. That's part of difference. That's part of more money. There's more television money, more playoff games to sell. But I do like this rule. I'm okay with this one. Garrett, what are your thoughts about this one?
I don't have a problem with it at all.
Is there a drawback to it?
I'm sure you could find one, but I can't think of any right now.
Paul? The only drawback would be the guys who've made their money being specialists. They're going to have to learn how to get right-handers out now.
There are some guys that make really good coin because of the fact that they're not set up people in the bullpen. That's the guy that hands it off to the closer. But they're there on occasion. They might throw three pitches in 3 days.
Jesse Chavez gave me a great name when I interviewed him at the Rangers Caravan, and it was Randy Choate. Randy Choate, lefty specialist. And he would come in. He was hard for lefties to hit. Really hard for lefties to hit. So now you take away that advantage. I really do think part of the genesis of this rule is the time when it's the worst. Because a lot of times during the season, you might see some specialization and some of that going on, especially with the better teams in a tight race. You know, the Indians and Twins are playing, and, you know, they're jockeying for first place. You'll see that in one of those games. But for the most part, you're going to see them kind of stretch that out a little bit more during the season. But in the postseason, when the most eyes are on baseball and the games need to be quick and, you know, back-to-back, that's when people complain about it the most, the length of the game. That's when this happens the most. That's when the Tony La Russa's, I mean, Tony La Russa in the World Series, I remember one time against the Rangers, had five different batters, he had five different pitchers.
Well, you could.
And you could.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah. But that inning and a half was really long.
No doubt about it. And so That goes into effect. That didn't take long. You could say whatever you want about what Rob Manfred's doing. There are some things that are a little bit quirky. That's okay. You know, he is trying to keep the game. He's trying to pick up the pace of the game, which is important. And secondly, he's trying to make the game, I don't know if it's more interesting, but trying to maybe get it out of a funk, although baseball seems to be doing just fine. The NBA makes changes. We've changed the shot clock. We've seen in basketball, women now play quarters rather than halves. I remember when that first went down. And there's certain rules now about, you know, the NBA has all these things about not just fouls, but fouls in a certain amount of time or with too many time, you know, 2 minutes left or two. It's all that way. So, you know, in basketball now, there's the double bonus. And it's been been in effect forever in college basketball. But that wasn't always the case. It was one-on-one. You know, it might have been 25, 30 years ago when they changed it to bonus where you get two, you know, you get two shots no matter what. But that wasn't always the case. So there's always changes, and those are just some of them. Football, we see the changes. Most of the time, aren't the changes in football about rules? Although, can you imagine college and pro football today being played under the old rules of the clock stopping when the ball went out of bounds?
Where it stopped until the ball, until the ball was snapped. Now it stopped until it's set.
Yes. And then, unless it's in a certain time period of the game. But can you imagine in college football where a game can go 3.5, 4 hours these days? When I go to record a game, I go to record Nebraska. If I'm covering Baylor, I'll record the game I'm about to cover.
I know what you're about to say.
You know what I
would you like to add 30 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
I've had to do it an hour. You know, I really did. And again, when I get by the time I get home, I just delete the damn game because they've lost again.
But I think, and I've said this to you before in the press box. I don't know if we ever discussed it on air. I think, at least in college football, that we are to a point where the offenses move fast enough by their nature and everybody practices it, that you don't need to stop the clock on first downs or on first downs anymore.
Yeah, and maybe in certain time periods of each quarter or half, depending on which league we're talking about.
But yeah, I don't think
about,
they need to keep doing that.
It would just never end if they did it that way. 3:33 is the time. Garrett Ross runs the mothership. We'll have Lonnie Judd will be the new football coach at Moody. They'll have the school board meeting tonight. He'll join us today at 3:45. The former Midway and Riker football coach coming back to Central Texas to take in a program that obviously needs some help. Also, Jim Howler, who will do that broadcast, I believe, with John Morris tonight, the women's game. I think that's correct. He'll join us today at 5:30. I'm not sure if J-Mo's a part of that broadcast or not with the women's, the TV broadcast.
Yeah,
I believe
he is.
Okay. So Jim Howler, who will join him tonight, he'll join us at 5:30 to discuss the men and women's basketball teams. And then also at 5, John Machota covers the Cowboys for The Athletic. It's 3:34. If you want to chime in on the baseball rules, you can, and we'll get into the Matt Rule thing again with Mel Tucker. A couple of you have responded on that on the text line brought to you by Bush's Chicken. 254-662-1660 ESPN Central Texas.
We're celebrating President's Day at Allen Samuels, and celebrations and fun go hand in hand. It's the perfect time to have fun in a Fiat. And nothing is more fun than a new 2019 Fiat 124 Spider. The two-seater convertible classic Roadster is back, and we're dropping the top and dropping the price. Now just $22,990. Imagine you, a convertible, and the open road. So come on, let's do Italian. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels. Come by, let's be friends.
Ask for details. Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including 3-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
Valentine's Day, clock's ticking. You got 2 days. 2 days. So what are you going to get her that's different? Out of the box. Something that shows you put some thought into this. Not just, I'll get some chocolates. They have them at CVS. And look, I'm not knocking CVS chocolates. Believe me, I'm sure they've gotten people out of plenty of jams in their day. But it's not unique. It's not something that says, hey, I care about you, my beloved. That's not what that is. Morrison's Gifts can help you do that. And look, not just for Valentine's Day. If you're talking about any gift a birthday, Mother's Day, you know, anniversary, whatever you are, something that shows you put some thought into it. Morrison's Gifts on Waco Drive, 4308 West Waco Drive. They've been around since 1979. They're next to Jason's Deli in the Brazos Place Center. You can get John Hart Design quality leather bags, travel goods, and accessories handcrafted for 45 years in Texas. Grandmother's buttons, the Big O key rings, six American-made candles, including Capri Brew Blue Rewind, which is they take these wine bottles and repurpose them as candles, and then the candles are wine-themed, so to speak. They've got all those. I was in there the other day. Just fantastic stuff. They've got soap rocks, luxurious linen washes, foodie lovers, gourmet foods like McGregor's Own Cryberry Jalapeno Jellies, mixes, candies, confections, tableware items, and tons of stuff that's made in America, in Texas, craft-made items. They even do gift baskets. They can put together a gift basket of a bunch of these things for you and gift wrap it, take care of all that for you. Morrison's Gifts, go on in there, 4308 West Waco Drive, next to Jason's Deli in the Brazos Place Center.
Hi, I just wanted to take a moment to thank all of my amazing clients, referrals, friends, family, and everyone that helps me out on a daily basis for reaching a huge goal in 2019. Thank y'all so much for helping me become the number one individual agent at Coldwell Banker Apex. That is out of like 600 agents, 16 different companies, like a dream come true. This is a 5-year goal of mine, and y'all, definitely y'all, all made it happen in 4 years. I'm so excited. I could just pinch myself. It is such a huge dream come true and a huge goal accomplished.
It's time to buy or sell your home with the best. Contact Amanda Cunningham from Coldwell Banker Apex Realtors today. 254-495-0338. Put Amanda Cunningham to work for you today.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows.
Winter is here, and many of you realize that it's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964. Glauf Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Clifton. But they say cars are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country. Tonight, the top-ranked Lady Bears host TCU. Head coach Kim Mulkey gave a breakdown of what you'll see from the Frogs tonight.
They shoot the three ball without a trouble. They're not just huge. They're not going to match up with us in height. They'll mix up their defenses to keep you off balance. We've got to do a better job of handling some of the defenses that were thrown at us in Fort Worth.
You can hear that game at 6:30 on your flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas. And in the NBA tonight, the Mavericks play their final game before the All-Star break, hosting the Kings at 7:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, 340 is the title, little mini segment here. Here's the quote from a guy named Auto Coach 30 when Drew Pearson was upset about his grandson had committed and signed to play with Mel Tucker at Colorado. Drew, what's done is done. The best. This is maybe even one of those sayings that you could put up on your board or, you know, like an image. The best thing you can do is get over it and move forward with your grandson and the current coaches. Now, this could be one you put up, like one of those bars that you put on a desk. Like I have a couple of them that says, I'm fine, I like my own opinion, something like that. There's a reason a car has a big windshield and a small rear view mirror, because we're supposed to be looking where we're going, not where we've been.
That's a great analogy.
There's a reason a car has a big windshield and a small rear view mirror, because we are supposed to be looking where we are going and not where we've been.
By the way, can I report some future news right now? This is prediction. Crystal ball news. I mean, I have no facts on this. This is just a guess. But if I'm psychic, I'm going to hear this in a few months. Drew Pearson's grandson has entered the transfer portal.
Yeah, he might have done it today. Here's from Mel Tucker on Twitter. This was on February the 8th, which I guess was soon after National Signing Day, like 3 days after National Signing. While I'm flattered to be considered for the head coaching job at Michigan State, I am committed to Colorado for the build of our program. It's great athletes, coaches, and supporters. Unfinished, hashtag unfinished business, hashtag go Buffs. He's not the only coach who's done this. And what I mentioned is, although some may have been a little bit weary about Matt Rhule's flirtation with the NFL, he didn't say he wouldn't look at the NFL. He always said he was absolutely going to look at the NFL, even though there were times you felt like he was talking about the future, because he was then as well. And then David Tepper arrived with the Brinks truck, right? Here's from the 254. Fans are crazy when it comes to this loyalty Matt Rhule crap. Any person would have taken that pay raise in their profession. And, of course, they are more than likely going to say, like, the place they are until they have a better job that comes up. That's at any job in America. Rhule should have been praised for the job he did. Most 90% of the people did. Not blasted for moving on to do a better situation. You know what I like about that? It was 3 or 4 days of that, and then there was the wait as Mac Rhodes was trying to find the right person, which he believes he has, and a lot of Baylor fans are excited about what Dave Aranda brings to the table. You haven't heard much about that. On occasion, to me, because Matt Rhule was here and what he did for 3 years, on occasion, when something happens with his organization or something, that I'm going to mention it. Mm-hmm. Just like we would mention RG3 in Washington, or we'd mention these guys in the XFL, right? Or even mentioned that Art Briles at Mount Vernon, who's speaking in Waco on Friday. We're going to mention it. Same thing with Chris Acuff, who was with Arizona, no longer we're going to do that. Guys who were a part of the staff that are now at McNeese State, we're going to follow them. Coming up next, Lonnie Judd. He takes the job. He'll be confirmed or recommended and should be confirmed tonight by Moody to be the next head football coach. He has been at Timber Creek. Longtime name in the Central Texas coaching business. He's next on ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back in action Saturday in the Farrell Center hosting West Virginia. 2:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 3 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Bears and the Mountaineers.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million. That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor, or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayers' champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones Campaign.
Savings on pre-owned cars. See dealer for details.
An extra day means extra savings at Richard Carr Motors. Leap into more savings at Richard Carr, like a 2019 GMC Acadia SLT for only $28.9, or a 2019 Buick Enclave Essence for only $29.9. More days, more selection, more savings. Leap into savings this month at Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac or at richardcarr.com.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fuels or look them up on Facebook.
And Commons Bank believes that a community bank is just that, a bank built by the community it serves. For over 130 years of handshake banking, And Commons Bank has striven to be the best community bank in Central Texas and has worked closely with its communities and customers by listening to their needs and providing support to help them grow. If you are looking to expand your business or start a new business, And Commons Bank will be with you every step of the way. Come see me, Regina, and experience a relationship based on mutual respect, understanding, and high-quality service. And Commons Bank, next to Chewy's Restaurant.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964. Glauf Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Clifton. When they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. Tonight, the top-ranked Lady Bears host TCU. Head coach Kim Mulkey gave a breakdown of what you'll see from the Frogs tonight.
They shoot the three ball without a trouble. They're not just huge. They're not going to match up with us in height. They'll mix up their defenses to keep you off balance. We've got to do a better job of handling some of the defenses that were thrown at us in Fort Worth.
You can hear that game at 6:30 on your flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas. And in the NBA tonight, the Mavericks play their final game before the All-Star break, hosting the Kings at 7:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right. Tonight, Moody ISD will recommend the name of Lonnie Judd. Lonnie Judd, J-U-D-D, is the next AD football coach at Moody. It is an undertaking at a program that has really not had much success whatsoever for the last 30 years. Last year's team, of course, Jason Hill, is that correct? But here's the deal. Lonnie Judd is a Midway High graduate. He's been in the Riker system as an assistant coach, longtime coach with Kent Bachtel at Midway, and then has taken the job more recently the last few years at Timber Creek and Keller since 2009. He now joins us live, Lonnie Judd on ESPN Central Texas. Lonnie's
hey,
on his
how
way.
You doing?
Hey, Coach, we're doing well. Why do you take what is it about this job? Is it the head coaching opportunity? Is it getting back near home? What is the reason?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of that. You know, I'm a Central Texas guy. I spent a lifetime at Midway and at Baylor and in that area and grew up in that area, and I've always loved it. And to combine that, I've always wanted to be a head coach also. I've been an offensive coordinator for 20 years and always wanted to have a program of my very own, and to me it just looked like a great opportunity.
You know, the last few years for Moody, you know, you've not been great. You've got a challenge ahead of you. What is the biggest thing you have to do in Moody to turn them around?
Well, I think they're already starting to turn around even before I come in. Gary Martell, the superintendent, and the board, they're trying to do everything right out there right now. And I tell you what, they were really, really good to me. And we're going to come in there, and we're going to get that place turned around, and we're going to get things rolling. And it's going to be some exciting football in Moody. We're going to get a bunch of kids out, and we're going to get a bunch of kids enjoying football, and we're going to fly around and win some games.
So have you watched any of the like just the kids walking up and down the hallway athletic period? Sometimes coaches are able to do that. Have you done that?
I watched them in off season. I watched them on film. You know, I've made a couple trips there now, and there's definitely some potential there, without a doubt. Without a doubt, they've got a really good young quarterback, and you know, you can start building a team around that.
How much do you have to change the system that they have in now to get what you want in?
Well, I plan on bringing my system in, so we may have to change a lot. And really, my system hadn't changed a lot in the last 15 years, even back when I was at Midway. You know, we're going to bring a system in that's going to cater to what the strengths of the team is, offensively, defensively, special teams. And, you know, we're going to teach it from the fifth grade on, and those kids are going to know what it takes to be a Moody Bearcat.
How much of Kent Bechtel is in your blood?
Just about all of it. He was my mentor, my role model. Every time I make advice, I think about what would Kent Bechtel do. Not only was he my coach in high school, I was his offensive coordinator for 14 years, and I was with him all through all that time. So he was a father figure to me.
When you get this chance to be a head coach, this is what you want. Moody's not a very large school. Is this the opportunity? Is it change who you are in any way?
Not at all. You know, one thing I've learned a long time ago is football's football and kids are kids. It doesn't matter what level we're going at that level. Kids want to play and kids want to be coached, and you know, a lot of times it's just the outsiders looking in. I'm gonna coach exactly the same I did at Midway, that I did at Kimber Creek, that I did at Riker, and I'm not gonna change. You know, win, lose, or draw, and that's one thing they'll get from Coach Judd is I'm gonna be consistent. You know, I'm not gonna be high 1 week and low the next week. I'm gonna be the same guy, win or lose.
By the way, James Hyde on Twitter, when I put up the note we were gonna have you on. Lonnie Judd is a name I have not heard in a long time. He was my eighth grade basketball coach at St. Louis. Glad he's back in the area. Great coach. Makes better men and women, not just athletes, of course. That was a part of the Riker system. That's a blast from the past, huh?
I tell you what, the thing I'll always remember about James Hyde, when he was in the eighth grade, he was already about the size of a grown man, so he made coaching basketball pretty easy back then.
Yeah, that's the case. Lonnie, it's a fair question. It might seem like it's not, but and we kind of touched on that earlier. If you look at the last 30 years of Moody football, I think they had 7 wins maybe once. Maybe they've had 6 on occasion, but most of the part they have not won. Is that a culture thing that you can change? Was that something that almost scared you off as well?
Well, one thing is I've never backed away from a challenge. When I came to Timber Creek, we were a brand-new high school. And we started from scratch with just freshmen and sophomores. And then the very next year we had juniors, and we opened up in district with Aledo. Now, I'll tell you this, it wasn't pretty, but we didn't back down. And so I've never backed down from a challenge. And then 2 years ago, we went 2 rounds deep in the playoffs at Timber Creek. So we've built the success there and the confidence there. I think it has a lot to do with the school system, the leadership, and the people that are there, and getting the kids believing. You know, a lot of those close games that you lose, a lot of times it's just believing that you can win, and I really think I can bring that into Moody.
Is John Hubert the best football player you've ever coached?
That's that question. Really, there's two of them that came from Midway. John Hubert's one, definitely. He's right there at the top of the list. But Brandon Johnson, back in 97, 98, is not far from it, because I tell you what, both those guys are winners. And, man, I'd like to start a football team with both those guys.
Coach, I've just gotten a note from an old player of yours, Andres Castro, that says he's very happy for you to finally be a head coach. He played for you at Riker, I'm sure, as you remember. So you've got a lot of fans all over the place, Coach.
Well, I tell you what, and I kind of miss that. That's the reason why I'm excited about coming to Central Texas. You know, Coach Judd in the DFW area, you know, they know me at Timber Creek, they know me at Keller, but I tell you what, when I come back to Waco and Hewitt and that area, that I see a lot of old friends, and that's kind of exciting.
A lot of times people think the passing game really has just been recent. Brandon Johnson in 96 and 97, you were there, passed for 5,429 yards. He had 35 touchdowns in 1997, finished with 49. That was a part of it. You obviously were a part of what John Hubert did as well, and many others under Coach Bechtel. Lonnie, be careful on your way down. Good luck tonight. Thank you very much, and let's stay in touch.
Hey, thank you very much, and hey, let's get ready to do those Moody Bearcats soon.
All right, that's Lonnie Judd. He is the new head coach based on the recommendation being approved tonight by Moody ISD. He was at Riker 92-3-4, Midway 94 through 2008, and then he took the job at Timber Creek and Keller and was the offensive coordinator, has been since 2009. He coached under Kent Bechtel. He played under Kent Bechtel. He's a Midway High graduate, and he's now going to be the new AD football coach at Moody. It's 3:55. This is ESPN Central Texas.
The 2020 Baylor baseball season begins February 14th at Baylor Ballpark as the Bears open a 3-game series with Nebraska again this season. Join Derek Smith and Steve Jonigan for all the play-by-play as the Bears look for their 4th straight NCAA regional appearance. every game, all season long, right here on the home of Baylor Bear Baseball, ESPN Central Texas.
Cold weather is still here for a few months. Remember StarTex Propane with special pricing and programming for your household propane needs with their Keep Full program, where they periodically check and fill your tank. They also do propane gas safety checks. And remember, they install gas logs for your fireplace and carry indoor propane heaters to keep your home warm. Check them out online, StarTexPropane.com, or give them a call, 254-752-6571. StarTex Propane.
It's Matt Moses Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Recently on You Make the Call.
I have a light right now in my...
What's left of your Tahoe?
In my dinosauric... Is that a word? Can I use that?
Sure,
dinosauric
I'm use
Tahoe
it.
That has
I'm surprised
not only
you don't
check
have those.
Engine, it has low coolant, it has what's the oil pressure? All of it's going off at once, and you know what? God bless it, it keeps moving.
I'm surprised you don't have a crank on the front.
I might need one day.
This is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at the Waco Hippodrome. Bring your loved one to enjoy a prefix dinner with a live violinist and beautiful views of downtown Waco. And they still have a few tickets left to the Mortician's Valentine's Day dinner and show on February 14th, plus a Robin Williams comedy tribute with David Bourne on February 20th. Be sure to catch a movie. Birds of Prey now playing. Tickets at WacoHippodromeTheater.com. Try the Raleigh Diner for dinner before the show.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. The 4 o'clock hour of You Make the Call is brought to you by McAdams & Sons Roofing.
Tonight, Lady Bears, number 2 ranked team in the country, South Carolina, Well, they muscled up on UConn just like Baylor did. TCU's the two games back. Two games back of Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears. If the Big 12 needed someone to get better, well, obviously Texas with Karen Aston, they had that little surge early, even won, what was it, 2017? But they've tailed off. And Baylor hammered them. The Big 12 in women's basketball, you saw the team, Oklahoma had that run. Gone. Oklahoma State at times, and they've been through their own tragedy. Texas Tech, they got a new coach. They haven't been very good. Mention what UT's been through. West Virginia beat the Baylor, remember, in the Big 12 championship game, what was it, 3 years ago? 3 or 4 years ago. Iowa State, Kansas State, just no one is pushing them. Even though I'm not saying it's just easy, but no one is pushing them. And it would be nice to see someone, and maybe it's going to be TCU, and again, might be a 25-point game. I don't know. That game tonight, 7 o'clock, the tip. It's on ESPN+. Plus. Oh, by the way, to let you know, Baylor's 10-0, TCU is 8-2. Baylor overall 21-1. TCU 17-4.
They're good, and you'll hear it from Kim Mulkey here in a second. They're a veteran team. They're
lost by just 9 at home to Baylor. Yeah,
yeah, and played them tough the whole game until Baylor's depth kind of got them, and Alyssa Smith didn't play in that game, so it was a little different. But yeah, they're good, and they probably need a signature win. They're going to the NCAA tournament. I think at this point you can probably say that TCU, barring some kind of late season collapse, is going to be in the NCAA tournament. But this would help their seeding, getting a win on the road. They're undefeated on the road. There's all these things. You'll hear these from Kim Mulkey, but it's pretty interesting little matchup.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for some of the text line responses we've had on some of the topics from the first hour. We'll have that. Our show today at 5, we'll hear from John Machota, the Athletic, on the Cowboys. And then at 5:30, we'll have Jim Howler broadcast to a partner with John Morris for the television broadcast tonight. And, of course, former Baylor men's basketball coach. He'll join us at 5:30 today. Here is Kim Mulkey from the media session on Tuesday. Paul Catalina was there for us on TCU.
Kind of motivating factor, obviously, leading into tomorrow night.
I don't think the closeness of the game really, we even think about that. I think we got 8 more. It's at home. We don't have many more at home. And we're trying to win a Big 12 championship. That's the motivating factor.
Kim, TCU gave you guys such a good game the last time around. What do you take from that one? And do you have to approach it like you're playing the second time, or do you have to approach it like you are playing a team for the first time?
We will approach it like we hadn't seen them. Obviously, we will also approach it like we have seen them. We're a different team now. Melissa didn't play in that game. That was her first game to miss. I'm sure they think they're a different team now. It'll be good to be at home. They're second place in the league, and they have seniors and players that have played together, and they're playing extremely well. You know they're going to play hard. So we better be ready.
You said the other night you felt like you guys were sluggish in the grind of conference. Did y'all address that yesterday or today? Or I guess you probably
not. Chad, I've been watching men's and women's basketball, and I think if you look at the scores across the country, that 3-point line didn't help, did it? You're just in February. Everybody knows everything about each other, and we make each other look bad and because of defense. And it's just the grind, not just with us, but just across the country in our sport. And I've watched, and I thought, well, I don't feel so bad now. I'm watching something here that's awful. And then I'd watch the next one and go, God, they're doing the same stuff. So I think it's just the grind of the season. You're in the middle of February, and everybody has just scouted each other so well, and we can make each other look bad.
Coach, can you build on that, just the Big 12 being more so competitive this year?
I don't find it any more competitive than in the years past. If you look beyond what we've done, it's pretty much, I think,
wins and losses kind of like it's always been. Of course, I'm a little biased, but we beat up on each other, and it doesn't look impressive really sometimes when you have a losing record in conference, but the truth is you have a lot of teams that are probably equal to each other. So I don't look at it as anything any different, really.
George, how pleased are you about the unselfishness of your team that nobody cares about getting glory? They're just, you know, making the extra pass or doing what it takes just to get a bunny.
You know, we've had some great guards here. You know, I know we get talked a lot about our post play, and we should, but a stat that really stands out nationally and in the Big 12, and there's Kalani back there now. Come on in, baby. Is our assist to turnover ratio. I mean, it's off the charts. Didi, Juicy, Cooper. And I don't know that I've had that many on one team be as highly ranked in assist and turnover stuff as this particular team. And they are unselfish. I think there's an old quote, it's amazing what can be accomplished when no one cares who receives the credit. And I'm going to give a compliment to our men's basketball team. And you watch Mark Vidal and what he does for that team. He helps his teammates defensively. He gets the scrub buckets. He dives on the floor. He sees a teammate about to have a confrontation with the opponent. He's the first one to break them up. That stuff spreads, and that's what we've had in this program for a long time. And the reason I compliment the men is most of those guys are wanting to be in the NBA, and they're one and done, and they're selfish, and I got to get my stats. When you see a men's team pulling for each other, those are the ones that end up going a long way in the playoffs. And that's why it's exciting to watch those guys play. And the fact that they're now playing man-to-man defense.
What do you see from last game, and what do you see from TCU? You've been watching them?
Yeah, you see a team of upperclassmen that have played together. You see a hungry team. They want to get to the NCAA tournament, and they know in order to do that, they've got to finish high in our league. They haven't lost a game in the Big 12 on the road yet. Their losses have been at home. They're like 5-0 on the road. So they're not going to be intimidated coming in here. They're not going to be intimidated going anywhere in the Big 12. They want to win. They expect to win, and they have their goal of getting to an NCAA tournament. They shoot the three ball without a trouble. They're not just huge. They're not going to match up with us in height. They'll mix up their defenses to keep you off balance. And we've got to do a better job of handling some of the defenses that were thrown at us in Fort Worth.
That's Kim Mulkey. 7 o'clock is the tip. 6:30 our pregame tonight. Bruce Geetson, Maggie Stinnett-Davis will be a part of the call. And I said the television on ESPN Plus, if you want to get that. Jim Howler will handle the broadcast with John Morris. He'll join us on the women's team, but also on what he has seen with the men's basketball team as well. And he's been around the country doing games. He does a lot of the Southland Conference games on television, and the former Baylor coach. That's at 5:30 today. Now, when we come back, Myles Garrett in the news in the NFL, former Texas A&M star, number one pick, next on ESPN Central Texas.
Coach Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears on the floor tonight.
The Lady Bears back in action tonight in the Farrell Center hosting TCU. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 7 p.m. tip-off tonight for the Lady Bears and the Frogs.
Join Maggie Davis-Dinette and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Geetson, for Baylor women's basketball tonight, right here on ESPN Central Texas.
This year makes 52 years that Sikora Family owned and operated. Sikora Family Ford has been in business And family owned and operated is a phrase you hear a lot, but nowhere is it more true than at Socorro Family Ford, run by brothers Ronnie, Brian, Larry, and Kenny, and their kids and extended family too. So you know you'll see a familiar face at the dealership. They've been serving West and the greater Waco area for so long, they've watched their customers' kids and even their kids grow up. A third generation Socorro serve a fourth generation of customers. They genuinely care about customers and call them their family of customers. And having such a large family has made them family vehicle experts. Lots of exciting, newly redesigned SUVs like the Ford Expedition and Escape. The Ford F-Series trucks are their number one selling vehicles. They've got a great selection, a fantastic selection. They know what truck owners are looking for and keep around 100 in stock, and a great selection of the new Ford Ranger pickups as well. They give back to schools, churches, and organizations throughout Central Texas. Proud of their Czech heritage, look for the Morovian meal wagon at local school and sporting events. Name is for the area they came from in the Czech Republic. Socorro exit I-35, north exit 353 in West. Socorro, their slogan is, our family makes the difference.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smoke. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish boil box includes 5 pounds of red bee potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red bee potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
In the market for a new metal roof? Since 1943, Pioneer Steel and Pipe has helped Central Texas residential and commercial customers with metal roofs that are impact, fire, and windstorm resistant and will lower your insurance considerably. Your roof will be figured correctly, and they offer a wide variety of panels and colors to make sure it looks sharp. Everyone wants to protect their hard-earned assets from harsh Texas weather, and a metal roof is the best way to protect your home. Pioneer Steel and Pipe, with locations in Waco and Bryan, and at pioneerboys.com.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
Boozer's is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozer's is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have 7 cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jewelry, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozer's create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozer's, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozer's is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozer's on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Baylor football fans, now is the time to order your reserve parking and tailgate spaces for the 2020 Baylor football season. Brazos Parking, locally owned and operated, is located at 1400 Martin Luther King Boulevard across from McLean Stadium and is home for the best tailgating in Waco. Go to BrazosParking.com to learn about all the great amenities, including friendly customer service, site map, and easy reservation system. Remember, BrazosParking.com, that's B-R-A-Z-O-S Parking.com, to reserve your game day destination.
Dave Aranda, it's official. The Baylor staff, the coaching staff, is now completely filled up. And obviously, it took a little time, and we'll have the Myles Garrett story as well. But Dave Aranda, the latest, was the running backs coach. That now is official. And Juice Johnson is the new head, new running backs coach at Baylor on Dave Aranda's staff, and really did put together, piece together one heck of a staff if you look at it. Johnson, by the way, is a Richardson, Texas native, named the running backs coach, joined Baylor following 1 year as a running backs coach at Houston. And as we mentioned before, he's also been elsewhere as a coach, Kansas as well, Texas A&M as a graduate assistant, and also has served as quality control coach, assistant coach for the Cougars prior he began in Houston. So he's a four-year letterman from University of Houston as a football player, all-conference player, earned his bachelor's degree in kinesiology from Houston. So he now is the running backs coach at Baylor. Now, Myles Garrett, I think they did it right. There will be the fire ant pit bull mentality that says no way he should have blood coming out of his ear for the incident that he had with
Mason Rudolph
with the Steelers.
Who was such a shrinking violet in that whole thing.
Yeah, he was. The NFL reinstated former A&M star Myles Garrett. This was 2 days after the Browns defensive end met with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. That's part of kind of the protocol. He was suspended back on, November 14th when he ripped the helmet off Mason Rudolph and then hit him in the head partly with it, but he still did try to hammer him with the helmet. Thank God it didn't hit the crown of Randolph's head. Despite an appeal in which Garrett accused Randolph of inciting it with a racial slur, which to me is a very, I hate to say this. No, I don't hate to say this. That's just like you could say that and everyone's going to believe it. That's a lazy thing. And they have audio. You do understand that, right, Myles, that they have audio. The NFL Films hears everything that's done, said on the field. And I'm sure that's partly what his attorney told him to say. I think I lost more respect for Myles Garrett accusing Mason Rudolph of that than I did of him slamming the helmet against the top of his head. And the reason for that is, by the way, no player on the Browns or Steelers heard that either.
Mm-hmm. No.
Even though they were kind of down on the ground.
I don't think Myles Garrett was hearing anything. I think he was seeing red, and that was it.
He's reinstated. He's back in the franchise. No. He can go back to doing his normal duties.
No, Mason Rudolph incited it by kicking him.
Yeah, no, he did.
That's how he incited it.
But not enough where you kick him when you peel his helmet off and try to hit him over the head.
If I'm Myles Garrett, the whole racial slur thing didn't help my cause any. I would have just said, yes. You look at the video, this dude kicked me, I got really mad.
I lost my temper, I lost my cool, I lost my composure. By the way, Jake Trotter, who covers the Browns, Myles Garrett accounted for 28% of Cleveland's sacks since he was drafted out of Texas A&M, the fourth highest percentage for any player over the last 3 years. The Browns ranked 17th in defensive efficiency with him last year. They were 29th after he was suspended. So that's the story, Myles Garrett is reinstated by Commissioner Roger Goodell, and he goes to meet with him. You got to meet and kiss the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. He did. Here's BJ on the Twitter. This is a staff full of rock stars. Aranda is getting off on the right foot. So appreciate the feedback from you on that as well. All right. Let's see here. I think we got a couple of other nuggets. No, that's a couple of things. Okay. Now, this from Ohio State's football team. Remember what I said yesterday about it's interesting that when Baylor had the story about Baylor baseball suspensions, that 90% of my timeline, once I put that story up, which was just copying, taking an image and pasting and copying, editing, cropping it out, the press release from Rachel Caton, 90%. Of about, I'd say, 45 or 50 responses came out of Austin. Came out of those who had Hook'em or UT or Longhorn Forever in their timeline, in their bio, whatever. Even including some media or those who write for websites and some of the fanboys as well. And there are some of that in every city. And then just purely fans. There were, of the 10%, about four people who are from Nebraska fans who were saying, oh my God, of course, you stagger it. And I tried to handle them by saying, in 1986, you had 60 football players who got caught selling complimentary football tickets, and that was staggered as well. Well, yeah, but, of course, that's the way it is with everybody. But I say this, that if something happened, and I hope not, that an athlete at Texas got sideways with anything, and it's not like that's never happened before, but if it did, we might mention it, and I'd say 8 out of 10 times we probably wouldn't. But if we did, we'd mention it and move on. I'm not going to sit there and keep grinding on the fact that, well, man, they should be suspended. The suspension's not long enough. Because you know what? I don't care. It's none of my business. But that's not the way it is, it seems like, sometimes when Baylor's in the news. Ohio State football players, Amir Reap, R-I-E-P?
I think it's Reap.
Reap. And Jason Wint are facing charges, rape and kidnapping from an incident, alleged incident last week. Ohio State said in a statement they're aware of the charges, arrests, and that both players have been suspended from all team activities. That's what you do. We'll see what happens later on. And quite frankly, whatever the decision is on that, I don't care. None of my business. Take care of it. Do it right. If you don't, guess what? There'll be columns written, and then the mad dog, fire ant, journalist will contact Brenda Tracy to get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm sure she's already commented on it.
Keona Kelly, Paul, he was pretty good with the Rangers, right?
For a while. And then he kind of had that little incident where he lost his temper in the clubhouse.
What did he do?
He got sideways and they sent it like he had an attitude problem. They sent him down. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a quote from a Colorado football recruit who signed with the class of 2020. His initial reaction to Mel Tucker. Now, this is from the Denver Post and what they're doing, just like some of the, you know, I contacted by phone or text two or three players who had signed in December when Matt Rhule decided to move on, and all of them said, I'm going to Baylor. So this is, you know, you kind of get the reaction if there's a coaching change. This from the Denver Post from Kyle Fredrickson. I spoke with a 2020 Colorado football recruit by phone. His initial reaction to Mel Tucker's news, quote, this can't be real. He made the promise to us that he wouldn't leave and that it would be a great couple of years coming up. Of course, they'll have the story, the rest of it, the quotes, later on their newspaper and their website as well. If you sign with a college football program, pretty much expect that in your 4 or 5 years you're there, unless you transfer to somewhere else, or even if you transfer to someone else, there's a really good chance that you're going to play for at least two head coaches. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yep.
And really, that's not only for the athlete, and of course, I don't remember anything when I was 18 years old. Heck, that's why I was just looking for a junior college. But at the same time, the parents or parent or guardian, they have to be and make sure these young men or women are very aware of this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
So Baylor's coach, go ahead.
I've always thought that, you know, sometimes when people get mad about a coach leaving, that did you not know football, how it works, how coaches work? And it's sometimes it's not the decision of the coach.
No, it's not.
So
that's right. All right.
Most of the time it's not.
Dave Aranda's coaching staff is all finished, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the associate head coach outside linebackers, Joey McGuire. Offensive coordinator for quarterbacks and quarterbacks coach, Larry Fedora. Former head coach, Joey McGuire, former head coach at Cedar Hill. Ron Roberts, the defensive coordinator, also handles inside linebackers, former head coach. You have George Munoz, passing game coordinator, also the wide receivers coach. Sean Bell, assistant head coach, tight ends coach, former high school head coach. Dennis Johnson, defensive line. Justin Johnson, running backs. Matt Powledge, safeties and special teams. Brian Stewart, cornerbacks. Joe Wickline, offensive line. Austin Thomas, the senior associate AD for football. David Wetzel, associate athletic director for football relations. And Vince Gunta is the associate AD for player personnel. All right? So that's his staff. How many of them did we know who they were? Aranda, yes. McGuire, yes. Fedora, yes. Ron Roberts, I don't know. I'm not going to sit there and go, yeah, I'm a football junkie. I don't know. George Munoz, only because of the speech by Joe Burrow, which I did listen to. Sean Bell, yes. Dennis Johnson, didn't know much about him. Justin Johnson, didn't know much about him. Powledge, didn't know him at all. Brian Stewart, Cowboys defensive coordinator, right?
Yep.
And the reason we knew that was because we're a Cowboys affiliate, but that's back even before I got here. And He also, we had Wade Phillips on to discuss the hiring of Brian Stewart. Joe Wickline knew him. Mm-hmm. Austin Thomas, not really. I mean, maybe his name popped up for A&M and LSU. David Wetzel, yes. And Ginta, no.
By the way, just now, coming down the breaking news, Amir Reap and Jacen Wendt have been dismissed from the Ohio State team.
That's very quick. So there must be overwhelming.
And
you would think, Ryan right? Overwhelming
Day,
evidence.
Ryan Day says, quote, "I am not making any statement on the criminal charges, but it is clear they did not live up to our standards and my expectations."
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good
so
for
there
him.
You go.
No, really, good for him. Now, yeah. There on occasion can be accusations then that you know, obviously are they're allegations and they're not in any way true. Just somebody that wants to accuse somebody, and you got to be, obviously, you still got to follow through with the investigation. Good for Ryan Day. Would Urban Meyer have done that?
No. I don't know, maybe now. I don't know. He didn't when he was at his previous stop.
Good question. Fair question.
And to be fair to Urban Meyer, I'm really good at throwing rocks at the guy, but...
No, you throw boulders.
Yeah. To be fair to him, Ohio State has gone much smoother than Florida did.
Post him leaving.
No, even when he was there, I mean, his coaching staff thing was different.
The only really flare-up was Zach Smith.
But, yeah, and he had that thing with, who's the quarterback?
J.D. Barrett?
J.D. Barrett.
J.T. Barrett. Barnett. J.T. Barnett.
Yeah, J.T. Barrett.
Yes.
Barrett.
Yeah.
And he was on Bill O'Reilly, and he talked about what a great character guy he was, and then he turned around and got a DUI, which a lot of people with great character have gotten DUIs. I'm not lessening the thing, but he had that happen. And that's the only thing I really remember. And that's not to say that maybe he didn't keep a lid on things, because clearly kept a lid on Zach Smith for a long, long time.
Well, if he did or you found out, you'd let us know if it was under Urban Meyer.
Yeah. So I would, but it...
I would.
I mean, what? It just...
But you know what? Who cares? Urban Meyer, some of the times it mattered. Aaron Hernandez, obviously, you look back at everything. I watched when we were in Miami. One night when you and Q were out being debauchery, one night Craig and I sat there and watched almost 2 hours of Aaron Hernandez and a lot of the pieces. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because we know we didn't have cable in the room, but we were watching that, and it was hard to turn. It was hard not. I mean, there's some gross things, but it was hard not to keep watching because it's like a train wreck.
Well, it kept just stacking things on top of it. Just
I had completely forgotten about the Aaron Hernandez, not the story and not all of what the backstory in Florida and then with the Patriots. I had completely forgotten that, I guess, about the time that he killed himself or allegedly killed himself was the story that came out about his boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Yeah. It's a really complex and very bizarre story for Aaron Hernandez. And the part at Florida, I think that, for whatever part any coach played, was there were some incidents that were clearly let go and not looked into with that at all. And you wonder, had somebody really dug deeper on that, what happens with Aaron Hernandez down the line?
Hmm. And then, the, you know, even the accusations of which he was, they were not dismissed, he was found not guilty in the other part, you know, the other trial.
That was a ridiculously... incredible witness in that, or the person who's testifying was a guy who he had shot, but a guy who also could have shot those people. So if you're the jury, and like, I don't know who did that. I know that Aaron Hernandez and that guy were both probably there. But if I'm trying to convict one over the other and it's this one's trial, and I think there's a 50-50 shot that the other guy did it, I can't, as a juror in good conscience, go, yeah, Aaron Hernandez is guilty, because...
How about his friend that he shot in the face?
That's the one I'm talking about. That's,
I know. That,
so I'm thinking, one of these two guys did this. I'm not going to just... The other one's already in jail for the rest of his life. What am I going to do by tacking something onto this in a miscarriage of justice, possibly?
Darren Cheverini, you mentioned him, has been named the interim coach at Colorado. He played there. Also, he also played for the Austin Wranglers of the Arena League. That's from our good friend Roger Wallace down in Austin, who's the color analyst with Craig Way when it comes to UT football, and also does basketball, women's basketball. Rodney Smith, Corey Sandall from University High. He was a dynamic player. He signed with UT Permian Basin today, this morning. I got a text from University High. They didn't say where he signed, but he signed today with them. And, good for him. He's a hell of a player. It's 4:30. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back in action Saturday in the Farrell Center hosting West Virginia. 2:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 3 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Bears and the Mountaineers.
Baylor Big 12 basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
At Allen Samuels, we say that if George Washington were alive today, he'd haul away that cherry tree he chopped down in a new Ram. More towing, incredible style, and back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And Honest Abe, why he wouldn't wait 4 score and 7 years for a new Jeep Gladiator. It's 100% truck and 100% SUV. Get big savings during the Allen Samuels President's Day event. No executive orders needed because Allen Samuels is your friend in the car business.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Allen Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude, America's hottest subcompact SUV, just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third row seating, also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels.
Ask for details.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Recently on You Make the Call.
I have a light right now in my...
What's left of your Tahoe?
In my dinosauric... Is that a word? Can I use that?
Sure,
dinosauric
I'm
gonna let you use it. Tahoe
that has not only
check engine, it has low coolant, it has what's the oil pressure? All of it's going off at once, and you know what? God bless it, it keeps moving.
I'm surprised you don't have a crank on the front.
I might need one day.
This is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas.
You can hear a lot about CBD all over the place. We had guys on the Super Bowl talking about CBD. You can get on the internet and you can order some CBD, and that'd be nice and convenient. But the problem is, you're on the internet, you don't really know what you're getting. And is that going to help you with whatever you need? Say you've got problems sleeping. Say you've got pain. Say you've got dementia in your family. Say you have ADHD. CBD can help with all of that. Your CBD store can help you. And what you need to do is make sure you go in the door at your CBD store at 909 Hewitt Drive. Walk in the door, talk to their experts. They will show you what you need, tell you what you need, and go through and get you on a program that's going to be right for you, as opposed to going on the internet and just playing a guessing game. Talk to someone who knows about it. Talk to an expert. Walk in the door. So if you're interested in CBD for dealing with whatever problems you have, say you've got headaches, say you've got neck pain. Again, trouble sleeping is a big, big thing with CBD. Lots of different things it can help out with. Walk in the door at your CBD store at 909 Hewitt Drive and talk to the experts. They can help you out. Your CBD store at 909 Hewitt Drive.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-up, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Kim Mulkey and the number 2 Lady Bears are back tonight and on their home court for a meeting with TCU. Baylor sits atop the Big 12 lead by 2 games over the Frogs and have won 28 straight in the series. We'll have pregame beginning at 6:30, tip-off at 7, right here on ESPN Central Texas. Dave Aranda's first staff at Baylor is now officially complete as the program formally introduced Justin Juice Johnson this afternoon as the Bears' new running backs coach. The Richardson native spent last year as running backs coach at his alma mater, U of H, and prior to that spent 3 seasons at Kansas, working as the Jayhawks wide receivers coach in 2018. Tonight in the NBA, after missing the last 7 games due to an ankle injury, all-star Luka Doncic is expected back in the lineup for the Mavericks as they play host to the Kings. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Rockets and Spurs have the night off.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
We mentioned baseball's rule changes. We mentioned what they'd like to do when it comes to the playoffs. Pitchers and catchers are reporting throughout both Arizona and also Florida. I've said this before. I've broadcast from baseball training camp in Port Charlotte in Kissimmee, and I've also broadcast as well from Fort Myers, where Paul was actually a kid at the time. Broadcast from Clearwater where the Phillies were, because one day I was spending the weekend with my dad after mom and dad after I'd been in Port Charlotte, and broadcast from Surprise and with the Giants. Who's the team that trains in Tempe? Can't remember.
The Giants were there for a while in Tempe. The A's are in Mesa.
Huh. Well, but
which stadium did you do in Fort Myers? Both of them?
The Red Sox.
Okay, so you were at the time, City of Palms, right downtown.
Was it not Red Sox and Twins?
Yeah, Red Sox and Twins. So here's how small the world is. So this is in what, 1994, 95, 93?
Yeah.
So if it was 94, you were broadcasting at a stadium that I was probably sitting in or waiting to leave school to go to right down the street.
Isn't that crazy?
And then here we are.
And then also when Patrick Mahomes' father, Pat, was pitching for the Rangers, he pitched down in Fort Myers, and so
he pitched for the Twins for a good long while too.
And we went down there, and we went out. It was like St. Patrick's Day. Then we went out after that, and that was an experience with Patrick Mahomes, with Pat Mahomes. We didn't stay long, believe me. He was out having a good time, and that's fine. Most baseball players were, but an experience that if you're ever looking for a father-son type of a trip, or any kind of like offset vacation different than what anything else you've ever done before. To go to training camp, it is very relaxing. The access is really good. You don't go there because you think you're getting an autograph, but most likely there's a good chance you will. The tickets are very cheap. The ballparks are the facilities now that they've built, these dual facilities like the Rangers and Royals in Surprise or elsewhere. It's just really something that if you wanted to just go on a trip, spring break or not, now or later, it is worth that trip.
You don't
have to spend more than 3 or 4 days, and you want to spend maybe 7 to 10.
I love it. I love spring training. I obviously grew up on it, and it's a great part of it. And it's also a way, if you got a young kid who's maybe likes baseball but doesn't quite love it yet, and you want to get them to kind of get that feel of where they're watching the best in the game, really close, intimate, they're not... Even if you're in the cheap seats at the biggest stadium, you're still essentially in a minor league park.
Yep.
And so you get this close, intimate feel to it. I do think the thing that I probably didn't appreciate as much when I lived down there was the random times you'd be at like a Chili's and you'd see the Twins pitching staff just ripping it up at a Chili's.
Yep.
And then as a kid you think, man, they're here at this Chili's, and then now as an adult, I'm like, well, where else are they going to go? Mm-hmm. It's right down the street. They need to eat, too.
Yep,
you know?
Yep. I'm about to give you the Texas Sports Writers Association. That's the one where I help feed nominations to Robert Cessna. That team has been released. This is the 3A team. Yesterday we told you about superlatives and or first-team players from Central Texas. Grandview quarterback Dane Jentz, not a surprise, the offensive most valuable player. Rodgers guard Connor Arney, who's a part of our Central Texas team, is a guard, first-team guard. Brody Smith, Grandview, first-team center. Will Scott from Yo, first-team tackle. Clifton's T.J. Furch, first-team wide receiver. There's a lot of Central Texans. Jensen, quarterback as well. Zach Rabachik, our good solid go-to interview we had. A great player at Troy. Had a massive year. The junior running back, first team running back as well. Let's see. Gents also offensive player of the year. I mentioned that. Let's see. On linebackers. We don't do all the whole team. There's a whole. Oh, I know. Devin Wilson from Whitney. Multi-skill player is the first team kickoff returner. And then Ryan Ebner is one of the co-coach of the year. So that's first team. I'm going to put this up on my website and put it up on my timeline. You'll go get the second team and third team and whoever else you want. All right? Coming up next, our conversation with Baylor men's basketball coach Scott Drew.
The 2020 Baylor baseball season begins February 14th at Baylor Ballpark as the Bears open a three-game series with Nebraska again this season. Join Derek Smith and Steve Jonigan for all the play-by-play as the Bears look for their fourth straight NCAA regional appearance. Every game, all season long, right here on the home of Baylor Bear Baseball, ESPN Central Texas.
Cold weather is still here for a few months. Remember StarTex Propane with special pricing and programming for your household propane needs with their Keep Full program where they periodically check and fill your tank. They also do propane gas safety checks. And remember, they install gas logs for your fireplace and carry indoor propane heaters to keep your home warm. Check them out online, StarTexPropane.com, or give them a call, 254-752-6571. StarTex Propane.
If you have a business and you have a fleet of trucks and you need to spice them up, you need to get some accessories on those pickup trucks for your business. Ladder racks and heavy steel toolboxes, goosenecks, safety lights, backup alarms, seat covers, bumpers, grill guards, winches, and experienced techs to make sure the installation is flawless. And at Pickup Outfitters at 220 Lake Air Drive, createacommotion.com, the quality techs stand behind their famous lifetime installation guarantee and free warranty assistance. Call them and ask about setting up a commercial account. Get your work truck ready, loaded, and available from Pickup Outfitters. Jay Arrett, the owner. Remember, you can always find the best when it comes to truck, SUV, and minivan accessories. Pickup Outfitters, createacommotion.com at 220 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Boat show season is here, but only the best dealers offer the biggest savings. At Marineland Boating Center, we're home to Crest Pontoons, building quality pontoon boats since 1957 and powered by Mercury Outboards. Come in today and select from more than 15 Crest Pontoons in stock, powered by Mercury Outboards. Rebates from $500 to $2,500 only at Marineland Boating Center, I-35 at Loop 340 South, or visit the website at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
Make America shine again with the new Ram Jeep or Dodge from Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas. The President's Day sales event is going on now. Only during the month of February can you get President's Day event pricing, like 20% off MSRP and around 1500 SLT Warlock Edition, the super cool truck, or 5000 off the all-new Jeep Gladiator Sport, a pickup with no equal. Honor the presence and yourself by checking out the great selection at Cameron Autoplex, where it's always cheaper in Cameron.
Hey Central Texas, this is Julio Castillo, owner and operator of Jack Roofing and Exteriors. Let's talk Roofing for Dummies 101. First, you want to breathe. Second, you want to seal. And third, you want to defend. Today, we're going to talk about sealing your roof properly. You want to seal your roof properly to create a waterproof barrier so you don't have leaks in the future. For more information, check us out online at jacroofs.com or call us directly at 254-732-2872. Here at Jack Roofing and Exteriors, we are making customers happy one roof at a time.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-up, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Kim Mulkey and the number two Lady Bears are back tonight and on their home court for a meeting with TCU. Baylor sits atop the Big 12 lead by two games over the Frogs and have won 28 straight in the series. We'll have pregame beginning at 6:30, tip-off at 7, right here on ESPN Central Texas. Dave Aranda's first staff at Baylor is now officially complete as the program formally introduced Justin Juice Johnson this afternoon as the Bears' new running backs coach. The Richardson native spent last last year as running backs coach at his alma mater, U of H, and prior to that spent three seasons at Kansas, working as the Jayhawks wide receivers coach in 2018. Tonight in the NBA, after missing the last seven games due to an ankle injury, All-Star Luka Doncic is expected back in the lineup for the Mavericks as they play host to the Kings. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Rockets and Spurs have the night off.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor men's basketball coach Scott Drew, the number one ranked team in the country, with us on ESPN Central Texas. Scott, wow. I mean, you just keep finding ways to win. Your team grinding out. Do you sense that it's just find some way to win? I know you're good, but it's just find a way to win during this grind against the Big 12?
Well, you know, I just had one of our coaches sent this text out, and it was four straight weeks at number one is now the longest run by a Texas school since University of Houston in 1968. So what's that, 52 years ago? So it's out of 353 schools, it's hard to be number one. And then number two, it's hard to stay number one. And again, you don't get anybody's C effort. You don't get their B effort. You don't get their A-minus or B-plus effort. You are getting their best effort each and every night. So with our team, it's find a way to win and make sure we control what we can control. And as you know, you're not always going to shoot it great. You might not rebound it great, but the defense has been consistent for us.
No question. You're talking about Elvin Hayes, right? Like that type of University of Houston greatness?
I don't know. 1968 was before me. So.
Well, as you know.
I wasn't watching those games.
As you know, that's right in the middle of my youth and prime. Now, you mentioned defense travels. The story about all of these players and how it's a melting pot of where they all came from and their different stories and where they've been, that's been told so many times to me. It's a great story. But how did you mix all of these personalities, different styles and bodies and language, all this stuff? How did you mix them and have this kind of a defense and know that it might work?
Yeah. Well, I think first and foremost, the common trait is – high character kids, great work ethics, and people that you would want to be around every day. So they like being around each other. They like working in the gym together. And when you put in that much time doing anything with people you like, you're going to fight harder for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously they're talented. Otherwise, they wouldn't be at this level. But I think the work ethic and character really puts them in position where they can accept roles. And they can do things that's for the betterment of the team. And a lot of times, they always say defense is more about heart and determination than it is about skill. Now, to be elite, you have to have both. But we've had guys that this year, I think, were not as good defensively that have really raised their level because they bought into the importance of it. And when you see Davion out front guarding the ball and you see Mark guarding the ball and you see Freddie flying around everywhere, I mean, that just inspires people, you know, it motivates them. And I think we've all improved because of that. And then in practice every day, you're going against iron sharpens iron, and that makes you better as well.
Scott, you mentioned the number one stretch, and you mentioned Houston in 1968. Do you now have even more respect for what Kentucky or Duke or North Carolina or teams like that have dealt with year after year with the expectations and being ranked number one quite a bit?
Most definitely, yes, number one. And then number two, I do think it is a lot harder in today's society and today's with the social media and the different adversities that affect and come into play with student athletes. Like, for instance, like, you know, Macy Oteague, they wrote the article, Jeff Goodman, on him getting a bunch of posts and people upset that he missed free throws against K-State and wasn't able to cover the spread. And that was something 10 or 15 years ago no student athletes had to deal with, you know.
Yeah.
And I think you look at like, say, a team that was ranked number one 12 years ago. If they lost, there's an article in the paper, maybe there's some talk radio. But nowadays, if kids didn't read the paper, which most don't, and if they weren't on talk radio, which most aren't, that never affected them. But now, what are they on 24/7? That's their phones. And you can't get away from negative and positive news. And a lot of times, I think, so now you take a number one team, they lose, and now people start bashing them or whatnot. I mean, that's now all of a sudden, that's why people lose one game, leads to two games, three games, four games. You're like, well, what happened to them? They were just top 10, and now they're not even ranked, you know? And, mm-hmm. and that's how things snowball. And remember, the parity in men's basketball, because you have nearly 50% transfer rate, then you have one and dones. I mean, you have a constant reshuffling of the deck. And because of that, the margin of error isn't great. So the mental part is really important.
Do you feel like the offense, first of all, you're playing good people. You're playing a lot of games, sometimes 3 and 7 days. And who you're playing, Jericho Sims inside created problems for you as well. Is the shooting slump something that concerns you, or do you feel like it's just part of what happens on and off during the year? And how do you get out of it if you know what it might be?
Well, I think good question. I think if you look at our Ken Palm analytics going into the Texas game, so you use conference stats alone, we actually had the number one offense in the conference, and we had the number two defense at the time. Now, after the Texas game, we're number three in offense. So, first of all, it just shows you that everybody's defenses are pretty good in the league, and it's tough to score. And we're the best of the tough to score group. So the next question goes in with that. We struggled offensively against Texas. One, credit their defense, because we struggled at our place against their defense as well. And then the second thing is, I know it's always normally the shorter turnarounds, the more fatigue. Makes it tougher to your shooting is what goes first if you don't have legs. So maybe some of that's attributed. The good thing is we made a higher percentage of free throws than we had been. So at least that was a positive. And you look at the two games before that, again, we were going into the Texas game number one offense. And if you make free throws the two games before that, just think where we'd have been.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're exactly right. And you made them when you had to. Now, you're about to play a team that you know is going to try to go foot by foot from one court to the other, one side of the court to the other, one end to the other. Is that something where you have to make sure this week you stay sharp, but your players get off their legs?
Well, that's always the trick, especially this time of year, because you want to make sure they're prepared. And then at the same time, you want to make sure, like, so say you don't have a good rebounding game. Well, now you're like, hey, we got a rebound in practice. So now you spend more time rebounding and more physicality. Well, if you get someone hurt, that doesn't help. So it's that fine line of how much do you do? Is it too much? Is it not enough? And that's where, again, we'll meet as a staff. We'll practice out the days, how much contact we're going to have, and try to get better in the areas we need to get better with, at the same time limiting the exposure to getting injury or fatigue leading into the weekend.
You have guards that play at an amazing level. Some of them score more than the others. Is it something where Butler and Macy Oteague, can they ever light it up in the same game? Is there a chance?
Well, that's a blessing and a curse. And what I mean by that is usually when four guards, you're going to have one or two that are on. And you're not going to have all four on at the same time, because if three are going, the fourth might not be getting much playing time or getting the ball.
Uh-huh.
And normally it's like matchups. So you look at wide receivers. If there's some corner that can't cover, you're going at that wide receiver is getting the ball. That doesn't mean the others are necessarily having bad games. It's just maybe they're getting covered by a better corner, and they're getting double teamed. And normally teams have one defender or maybe two that are better than the rest, but it's hard to have three or four that are really good.
Is Tristan Clark right now kind of lost?
Well, I was encouraged from the standpoint. We talked all along that it's going to be baby steps.
Yep.
And if you look at it, he played Saturday. He was able to come back and play Monday, and that's a huge thing in itself. And then the second thing is he got five fouls, so it wasn't like he was passive.
Yeah, no, you're
aggressive.
Right.
So and he had three rebounds in that short period of time. So I take that as a positive. And again, this has been a baby step process. And earlier in the year, he wouldn't have been able to play back to back games. And if he would have, he wouldn't have been able to be aggressive like he was.
That's a great
point.
Yeah.
And Jericho Sims is, I mean, arguably right now, an all-conference guy, and I don't know if there's a there's a case for him to be made as maybe the best player in the Big 12 the way he's played the last couple games.
Do you ever see anything negative? I mean, you just brought that up. Everyone looks at Tristan Clark. He's not producing. Then again, you looked at the positive of that. Is there anything you ever look at other than, I know, a loss that keeps you up at night? Is there anything Scott Drew ever looks at as a negative?
There's always things that the toughest thing in coaching is people want to know, like, after you win, what's the toughest thing? Well, usually somebody doesn't play well or maybe play enough. And as a coach, it's kind of like a parent. You come home, and if you have one child at Christmas that's not really happy, it spoils that, you know. And,
yep.
And that's probably the toughest thing is each game someone's not going to play as well as they like or maybe not play as much as they like. And the great thing about our team this year is normally everybody celebrates each other's successes.
Yeah.
But that's probably the toughest thing as a coach is you have a big win, but you know one or two aren't happy, and just trying to fix that because you want them all to be happy. It's like your kids. You got three kids at Christmas or five. You want all of them to be happy. You don't want one upset.
Kansas is a sellout. That's a week from Saturday. West Virginia this Saturday. What will a sellout mean, not just to Scott Drew with what you've built since 2003, what would it mean to the players when they come out of that tunnel? And I know that not everybody would be in their seats at that time to have a packed house at the Farrell Center again.
Well, first of all, the last couple home games have been tremendous, and the crowd has helped us get those wins. So everybody likes to win, and everyone has to do their part to help with that. And I can't thank the fans enough that have helped us get the last couple wins by being there, and for the fans that have been there all year long. But I'll tell you this, it's like if you've ever hired a trainer, because I know Smoke, as fit as you are, you've had several great trainers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
I have one.
Yeah. If you have one great trainer, you show up to work out and they're there getting you fired up and helping you get better. That's the same thing with our fans. If we don't have to say anything as a staff, or we could say give the best pep talk in the world. If they walk out and it's half full, dejection.
Yep.
They walk out and it's packed. There's excitement. There's energy in the building. The louder the crowds are, the more impact they have. And what separates the good crowds from the great crowds is the great crowds know when the team needs that energy too. So our job is to give the crowd things that they can get excited about. At the same time, when we're not scoring or we need a stop, the great crowds, they bring the energy that helps get the team going. And that's what I believe our fans have really been doing, which is outstanding. If we need a defensive stop, they'll get loud, and that'll help motivate us to get that stop.
No question.
If we need something, we need a basket. And you see that from all the environments, like when you travel for football. You go to the environments that are just hostile and just really supportive of their home team, and you walk out of that, you're like, that's a tough place to play. And that's what you love when the Farrell Center is packed. You want people saying that because it is.
Scott, a couple more things. I know you got to go. You got another show to hit, another live interview. You have just a handful of guys, a small handful of top 100 recruits. Other teams have 6, 8, 10, 12. You just played one last night that has a bunch. What does that say about the ratings, the rankings? What does that also say about what you and your staff do to develop talent?
Well, I think first and foremost, each coach needs to identify what players fit best in their programs. And sometimes, as we all say, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. When we marry our spouse, I mean, to us, that's the one. And it's not the one for everyone else, it's the one for us. And I think our staff's done a good job in not looking at necessarily the rankings all the time, but more trusting our eyes and what we feel from the information we gather. This person is a Baylor fit. They're going to represent our school the right way. They're going to put in the work and be a great teammate that allows us to be successful. And we've been blessed because it's kind of like the stock market. Anyone that plays it, nobody has everything picked perfect. And look in the NBA. You never, it doesn't matter where you're drafted. Sometimes guys that are drafted in the second round or non-drafted are better than the top three or four picks even. So there's no exact science to it. We've been blessed that we've had a lot of guys come in that have gotten better. And I think our staff does a great job working with them. But also we've identified players that want to get better and want to be coached. And And, I mean, I look at the football team and the success they've had. I mean, I don't know if they've had the top-ranked recruiting class or not, but those players really represented Baylor University tremendously this year.
You have less than a minute to go. I know you got to go. Is that there are so many people that wondered about Scott Drew, the coach, and all that, and that's not even a topic anymore. Mm-hmm. But is there ever a time that you want to say – I told you. That doesn't seem to be in your DNA, but is that ever on your radar at all?
Not at all. I tell you what, if they're given, with us, it's a joy thing. If we're giving praise to Jesus, others, and then ourselves last, that's all we want. And that's with us coaches 100% as well.
I know you got to go. Scott Drew, thank you. The number one ranked team in America on ESPN Central Texas.
Boozers is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozers is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have 7 cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jewelry, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozers create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozers, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozers is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozers on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
This Valentine's, you could get her flowers, you could get her chocolates, or you could get her jewelry. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers, why not get her all three? Free flowers and free chocolates with all diamond jewelry purchases, $99 and up. And with any gentleman gifts, we'll throw in a free men's necktie for your night out with a purchase of $99 and up. Now through February 14th, only at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, where Waco gets engaged. 4541 West Waco Drive.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.bombarolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
Host your next event at the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium. Take the stress out of planning in an all-inclusive venue with Bear Spirit through and through. No membership needed to book one of our 6 private event spaces, but our members do receive a discount on room rentals. Mention ESPN Central Texas when you call to receive a special perk. Contact the private event team today at 254-710-8080 and let us do all the work at the Baylor Club.
Learn strategies for building wealth and financial success in retirement. Plan well, retire well, live well. Tune in Saturdays at 8 a.m. for the Lovett Financial Show or visit Lovett Financial for a complimentary financial review.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million. That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor or feed a family of 4 at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayers' champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones Campaign.
KRZI Waco, K256 BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. It's time for our weekly segment with John Machota of The Athletic.
All right, 5:02, Jim Haller will join us at 5:30 on the Baylor women who played tonight against TCU. He'll do that radio or TV broadcast as an analyst with John Morris on ESPN+, and then also much more as well on the men's basketball team. John Machota, The Athletic, joins us now on ESPN Central Texas. John, in all honesty, it's the off season. Yes, there's always something. Do you, and I've kind of asked you this before about being a beat writer, so to speak, for the Cowboys. Is this in any way at all about the last peace and quiet you have before all hell's about to break loose?
Yeah, I would say this is one of two times in the year. It's kind of right now, and it's been right now more years than not recently, just because generally the Cowboys aren't facing a situation like they are right now, needing to pay a big-time player like Dak Prescott, needing to pay a big-time player like Amari Cooper. But yeah, it would be this time, and then that there's a couple weeks right before training camp where things kind of slow down a little bit, and that's when I try and get in most of my vacation time.
All right, John, so I wonder what beat writers think about this. ESPN, based on also Michael Irvin kind of recounting a drunken tale from Miami about Tom Brady, kind of spun out this hot take about Tom Brady and Dak Prescott. Did you bang your head against the wall for a little while about that one?
I did. I don't believe that at all. That makes no sense to me. And this would have been about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. Obviously, you know, you're like, yeah, this is Tom Brady. Of course you do whatever you can. But like Tom Brady last year wasn't the Tom Brady we've seen in previous seasons. Now, could him playing behind this offensive line and with Ezekiel Elliott, and if they, you know, keep Amari Cooper like they're expected to and all that, yeah, he's got more weapons, but I don't see Tom Brady's best ball being ahead of him. So, and then just the idea of him even leaving the Patriots just kind of still stuns me. One, it makes me one of those, like, I'll believe it when I see it type scenarios. So, you know, I get everybody, because it's the Cowboys, you can't rule anything out because Jerry Jones is involved. But I just, when I hear that, it just makes no sense to me. I mean, Stephen Jones said on the radio here last month that there's no interest in Tom Brady, that, you know, that Dak Prescott's the guy that they want. And then Michael Irvin came by, you know, back after making those comments on the radio and made it pretty clear on his Twitter account that was nobody from the Cowboys organization that told him that. So, hey, who knows? I know stuff gets done. People talk at the Super Bowl. I'm sure there's people that have speculated that, but I just don't see any way that happens.
Paul, what was he drinking? A vodka martini?
Yeah, something like that.
He said maybe two. Yeah. Maybe
more than
two
that.
Of those. John, does that just drive you crazy, though, when you got to chase? Not. I don't know how much you chase this down, but you even have to chase it down.
I really don't. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, you talk about it with people that are more in the know than I am, but it's nothing like real serious. I just don't. I mean, for Michael Irvin to come back and say that it wasn't anybody in the Cowboys organization, it goes against everything the Cowboys have said. They would look silly if they pulled this off, because that's all they've done over the last 3 years is really talk about how much they love Dak and how much he's their guy. And I mean, let's remember, it's not that long ago that he replaced Tony Romo, who, you know, was in what looked to be the prime of his career, barring the injuries that he had. And they were so confident in Dak's ability that they were willing to go with Dak over him. And then now Dak's coming off his best season he's had as a pro. I know it didn't lead to another playoff appearance, but the way he played, if you've watched him from his rookie year till now, the way he's throwing the football is better than ever. And his mechanics have improved significantly. And I get that you want to play hardball because you got other players to sign, but it's just a no-brainer. You bring back Dak Prescott. It's just, you don't mess around with that quarterback position. If you think you have a franchise quarterback, especially a young one, you don't let him get out of the building.
Priority number one is Dak. Priority number two is Amari Cooper. What's priority number three?
Well, for them, I think it'll be Byron Jones. For me, it'd be Robert Quinn. And I think that I could see both of them guys not being back. I think it's more likely than not that they aren't able to bring either of those guys back, because I think that they've both put themselves in position to be amongst the, you know, highest paid in free agency at their positions. And so I think Robert Quinn would probably be a little bit cheaper. I mean, he is coming off 11 and a half sacks, so maybe not, but he's older. And Byron Jones is in a position where he's still young. This is his first contract, you know, post his rookie deal. So I think he's going to be, and he's the number one corner in this free agency class. So I think he's just going to get priced out of the Cowboys market. And so I would put him at three, and then and Quinn right there at four, and then five would probably be Malik Collins, who, again, he's another guy. I still think that even though he wasn't, he didn't maybe blow anybody away, he wasn't a Pro Bowl player, he was a really solid piece, and I think other teams are going to see value in that. So, again, that could be a guy, too, that gets priced out of what they can afford. And if that's the case, then those are a lot of holes you got to fill in the draft.
Did you watch anything XFL?
Oh, yeah, I went to the game on Sunday, the Dallas Renegades game.
What'd you think?
It's interesting. I'll say this. This was my biggest takeaway. As someone that, I mean, I love football. If I wasn't doing this job, I'd be following this religiously, like I am now, as much as I could, at least with another job. And I will say this. I just, there weren't enough names that I knew mm-hmm. on each team. And I feel like to get fans into that, you have to have a little bit more name recognition. And so if you want that league to succeed, I would say what needs to happen is it eventually needs to merge with the NFL somehow to be almost like a minor league system. And when I say that, I mean, like, I just, nothing against Landry Jones and some of these other quarterbacks that are in there, but wouldn't you rather see Cooper Rush, a guy that, like, you know, is Dak Prescott's backup, like, at least take some snaps in these things to see how he would perform, see some guys that are, like, on NFL rosters or who have a chance to get back on NFL rosters. And Landry Jones could be that. But give them more of a chance than some guys that you just know probably will never see that chance. And so I think Cowboys fans would be really interested if we were going into this first season of XFL and Cooper Rush was the starting quarterback for the Dallas team. And there were a couple other guys that, you know, maybe some other receivers like Cedric Wilson and some other, you know, linebackers and defensive linemen, maybe even Tristan Hill plays in this thing, just to see how they would stack up and do in there. I think more people would tune in. But with that being said, I do think there's interest in it. And I do think it has a better shelf life than the first time they did it or the other spring league that they did last year.
Tristan Hill could be there soon enough. So you may get your wish, John.
Well, I mean, at least, like I said, if you get some name recognition, like, I will say the fans were chanting, they were into it. I was surprised with the environment. That was the first game. The one thing I will say, though, that does blow the NFL out of the water is the access. And it was amazing to watch that. I was watching on my laptop too, because I knew that they would have all the play calls and the behind the scenes stuff. And they do a great job with them. They have a cameraman on the field. Things that I see the NFL adapting to down the line, not right away. They're not going to be putting, you know, Kellen Moore's play calls on live TV, but they could do a little bit more access-wise. And so that part, those parts, I think the TV watching, there's things that they're doing there that the NFL definitely could adapt to, sir.
Can you imagine an NFL head coach being told that there's going to be a camera? There are cameras that show the booth, but the audio of the play calls and the communication with the quarterback would be available to the audience as well.
You know, I mean, I think that would be a wild thing to think of. A 1 year ago, if you told me that, I think it would be wild. Now, absolutely absurd with everything that just happened with the Houston Astros. I just don't understand how you could even possibly do that and think that other people wouldn't be finding some way with the technology to get that into their players immediately. I know that now on the TV copy, obviously it was, you know, 5-10 seconds behind and whatnot, but still, like, after all that stuff and how detailed those accusations are against the Astros, I find it hard to believe that NFL teams, there's only 16 games and every one is so important. I find it hard to believe that they wouldn't be somehow trying to cut into that feed or somehow find out something. And the other thing is, too, is, like, I even noticed, like, talking to Dak, like, off the record just about play calls and stuff like that, he's even hesitant to even say them there because he knows if he says them and I write about it, then they have to change the name of that play because sometimes other guys might be able to pick up something that they say. And so even when there's audibles and changes at the lines, I mean, they're already, like, other teams are already studying stuff like that. So they have to constantly change what, like, you know, what Peyton Manning Omaha means and things like that. They would have to do so much extra work week to week to change up everything if the NFL adapted to that and made those play calls available.
Yeah. It would. Bill Belichick. Bill Parcells.
Okay, here's the thing. Bill Belichick's the one they'd have to worry about.
Yeah, no. He already goes, you know what he'd say? Hey, we're going to start having a camera and audio feed from the coach's press box. Oh, we do that all the time. We do that with the visiting team all the time. It would be It would be amazing. Is there anything, John, outside of the Cowboys and outside of just people who want to yap shows and, you know, about Brady and whatever else, is there anything else NFL that interests you that you kind of see as a story that you're kind of keeping up with?
Well, for me, I mean, obviously it's the draft. And after last year's draft, not getting anything out of that first round because they traded for Amari Cooper, this time of year was just it became a little boring because you just knew that they weren't going to be trading back into the first round. It just was going to take too much. And so this year to have a first round pick and it to be at 17, I'm particularly interested in it because while they swung and missed on like a Tristan Hill, it at least appears that way. Obviously things could change with this new coaching staff, but it was a swing and a miss without question with Taco Charlton, and people are critical. Fans are critical of those drafts. But when you look at since Will McClay took over in 2014, when they've had a top 20 pick, so that means they're drafting really every round, they have a higher pick because they're drafting within the top 20 in every round. Those have been Will McClay's best drafts. I mean, those are the ones that got him Leighton Vander Esch. Those are the ones that got him Michael Gallup. Those are the ones that got him DeMarcus Lawrence and Zach Martin and Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. I mean, it's when they've been drafting at the back end of the first round is where there's been the swings and misses. So watching what they've done throughout the draft under Will McClay, I think that they should probably get a pretty good player that can step in immediately and be a factor at 17. And I think fans should be excited about that because last year going into the draft, you knew they weren't going to be picking until later on. And it isn't as much fun when the mock draft season starts up like it has already and things like that. So, I'm full in on the draft. And I just – the way I am with the Cowboys, I just know they're not going to make big splashes in free agency. I've become used to it. But you never know. Maybe they make a move like they did last year and traded for Robert Quinn. That ended up being a huge get for them. And obviously nobody saw that coming until that happened. So there is the free agency and there is trades. They can add players that way. But the way that they're going to upgrade this team is through the draft.
All right, Paul, anything else? Yep. Garrett, thank you very much. That's John Machota. Thanks, John. Appreciate your time. John Machota with The Athletic with us on the Cowboys and a couple of other Nuggets NFL and even XFL as well. 5:30, we'll have Jim Howler, and he'll discuss the Lady Bears tonight against TCU, but also his thoughts about the men's basketball program. He was listening to the interview we had yesterday with Scott Drew that we replayed about 30, 40 minutes ago and was and gave me some feedback on it by text, and I said, man, let's get you on too. We had Pat Nunley yesterday. He was great. Scott Drew yesterday, great. Obviously, women tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame. We've heard from Baylor women's basketball and three-time national championship coach Kim Mulkey. More to come. This is ESPN Central Texas.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Air Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Genco FCU for details.
Ask for Kasasa.
Warning, free Genco Kasasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory, courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realizing it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
At the drop of the tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek West. Slovacek, you'll love our sausage.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Cut down on the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling by reserving a shuttle to left field or Berkshire by contacting WacoShuttleU.com. Kim Mulkey and the number 2 Lady Bears are back tonight and on their home court for a meeting with TCU. Baylor sits atop the Big 12 by 2 games over the Frogs and have won 28 straight in the series. We'll have pregame beginning at 6:30, tip-off at 7 right here on ESPN Central Texas. Dave Aranda's first staff at Baylor is now officially complete as the program formally introduced Justin Juice Johnson this afternoon as the Bears' new running backs coach. The Richardson native spent last year's running backs coach at his alma mater, U of H, and prior to that spent 3 seasons at Kansas, working as the Jayhawks wide receivers coach in 2018. Tonight in the NBA, after missing the last 7 games due to an ankle injury, all-star Luka Doncic is expected to be back in the lineup for the Mavericks as they play host to the Kings. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Rockets and Spurs have the night off.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
/5:21 is the time of segment here on a couple of nuggets from the day. University Interscholastic State Executive Committee met. Duncanville head football coach Reginald Samples was issued a 1-year probation, suspended for the first game of the 2020 season for a violation of UIL rules regarding the employment of coaches. I don't know. Perhaps what that could be, unless you have a volunteer coach.
Is this similar to the Lynx Hawthorne thing that went on in Mount Vernon?
It might be. Well, no, you're there.
Maybe now they're on the alert for that.
Yeah, no.
So that happens one time, and then all it takes, because again, all it takes.
Again, what?
Is for someone to see it one time.
There you go. And, like, I never heard of that deal with Lynx Hawthorne.
No, I never had either, but. Everyone wants to take shots at the big dogs. Well, that's what Duncanville is. That's what Art Briles is.
They're a St. Bernard.
Yeah, they're a huge dog. They're the dog. So if you can, report them for something you know that they're doing. Now, the scary thing about that is you can go ahead and report it. It's probably good that these things get out in the open and the rules get clarified and everybody knows what they can and can't do, but... when you rat on somebody, they now have no qualms about turning you in for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You better make sure you're not doing the same thing.
Yep. Also, they ruled on a couple of other things outside of our area. Duncanville is now in our area. They're in the district with Midway.
Mm-hmm. And Waco High.
And Waco High, of course, with Kwame Cavill and Jeff Hume. There were a couple of other schools that were involved in appeals for eligibility. And whatever else. And sometimes when coaches have gotten themselves a little bit out of whack. So that's that.
By the way, some of the tweets about Jameis Winston and LASIK surgery today are hilarious. So Jameis Winston had LASIK surgery today. And he also set the record for, or he was the first 30-30 man. 30 touchdown passes.
30 home runs and 30 stolen bases. Tim Ray, no, is it, who was it? Ricky Hatton? Who was the first to do that in baseball? Obviously, Ken Griffey did it.
Kinseco was 40-40. Bonds was 40-40 and 30-30.
Yeah. Okay. But this is not what we're talking about.
No, he was 30 touchdown passes, 30 interceptions. So he's equally good as he is equally bad, which is the dichotomy of Jameis Winston, at least on the field. And the tweets today about him getting LASIK surgery, most people pro Jameis, watch out. He's going to win the MVP now that he can see. But the best one I saw is a GIF of Steve Carell, Michael Scott from The Office, like big eyes and smiling. Jameis Winston after having LASIK and he realizes that teams wear different uniforms.
Wow. Wow. By the way, how often do you get something delivered either to the radio station or your home from FedEx?
Every so often.
Garrett?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Like I have something I'm waiting for that's a part of my like my cable TV, but I said deliver it here because, you know, it's been raining.
Right.
So it was overnighted. It was going to be here, and I said don't put it on the front porch because the other day I came back, I get Vitamin Shop, I get this energy powder, amino energy, and luckily it's in a big, huge plastic can, like a big coffee can, but it's plastic. But the box was just completely soaking wet because it had been pouring down rain. It all depends on where your porch is or, you know, some have a front porch that's covered. Mine is, but it rains hard enough, it can still get to be pretty wet. This is probably a third or fourth time in the last four or five packages that I've had one to ship either here or where I live that has had an exception, that it was not delivered on time.
I was about to say, because you recently did this with Amazon, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So this is getting to, you know, this is something that we take for granted, but FedEx, I mean, again, you barring some sort of a wreckage, they make it here. It's 5:25. I put a note on the front door because I'm waiting for this piece. It has to do with the fact that my computer, when I get home, when I get here, it links up immediately my Wi-Fi. Hmm. When I go to the Farrell Center, I go to McLean Stadium. If I go to AT&T Stadium, if I go to hell anywhere that I've been, it immediately grabs the old Wi-Fi. Right.
Right.
Everything's good. But when I go home, it doesn't. I got to go unplug the back of my router, and then it takes 25 or 30, 40 seconds, and then it kicks in. And it's just it's a little twerk, little kind of a tweak I have to make, and that's fine. It's just a little bit inconvenient. I just looked up a tracking, and yet again, exception. This is FedEx.
Yeah, they're pretty elite company.
Yeah, I'm not trying to put them on the spot.
I got my stuff delivered. Our banner and the air mattress that we used the Super Bowl are got here exactly when I sent them off.
So it was scheduled. And here's what I just put a big note on the front door. If, in fact, you arrive after 5 o'clock, because we know damn sure that the front office is out at 4:59, I put a note on the front door. If, in fact, you come to this front door and it's locked, call my cell phone. Now, I'm sure they have protocol. They got to be careful in case I'm some kind of a nutcase. But I'll call my cell phone. They know those guys know who we are.
I wonder how often.
We do. And it said, delivery attempted, and it's late.
I wonder how often FedEx drivers do encounter weird stuff.
Well, I'm sure they do. I mean, in this day and age, you never know. I was just up there. I just put, at 4:55.
Especially with online deliveries, and you can get pretty much everything sent to your house directly. Yeah. And you could, if you're an agoraphobic right now, it's the time to do that. You can get groceries, everything delivered. Used to, you could get one thing delivered to your house, and that was pizza. That was it. The only thing that came to your house was pizza. At all. In mail, regular mail. But now you can get every single thing in the world delivered to your house. So if you don't ever want to leave it and just keep locked up inside, you don't have to. Which is, I would assume, sometimes maybe some of the weird stuff that delivery people see.
Yeah. Now, because of this exception, delivery will not be available till the next business day. It pisses me off. I'm sorry. Here we are. It's 5:06 when this exception occurred. We're here. There's cars out front. drives me nuts. Drives me absolutely. This is like the fifth time in six deliveries, home or work, where it has not arrived on time. And that's just not them. There's something going on. That's you know, I see guys now, you know, United States mail trucks, they're driving around on Sundays. That's an off day, right? Mm-hmm. But because of Amazon, mm-hmm. they're driving around dropping things off on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. And Amazon's now one day. Can order something and get it in a day.
And I also paid for morning delivery, by the way.
Oh, God. That makes it worse, like a lot worse.
You should get a refund.
Yeah.
$5.29. Well, no, they're sending it to me overnight because it's a piece that I needed for the Wi-Fi and all that. But that's the fifth, I'm like fourth or fifth time in the last five or six times that I've used FedEx where it didn't work. It wasn't on time. And I may be off one or two, so maybe five of eight. Still, that's one of eight is too many. When we come back, Jim Howler, he'll broadcast that women's game tonight, against TCU, with John Morris on ESPN Plus, his thoughts about the Lady Bears and TCU, and on men's basketball, number one in the country. This is ESPN Central Texas.
This is the Baylor Sports Beat, a daily look inside Baylor athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, everybody. It's time for a check of Baylor Athletics on the midweek Baylor Sports Beat. Coming up, the second-ranked Lady Bears in action tonight in the Farrell Center hosting TCU. We'll get details and hear from head coach Kim Mulkey straight ahead on today's Baylor Sports Beat.
At Allen Samuels, we say that if George Washington were alive today, he'd haul away that cherry tree he chopped down in a new Ram. More towing, incredible style, and back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And Honest Abe, why he wouldn't wait four score and 7 years for a new Jeep Gladiator. It's 100% truck and 100% SUV. Get big savings during the Allen Samuels President's Day event. No executive orders needed because Allen Samuels is your friend in the car business.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. This is Jeremy Doyle, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and I can help. Call me at 254-772-1700 or visit me at 200 West State Highway 6, Suite 260. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Congratulations to the voice of the Bears, John Morris, on being named the State of Texas Co-Sportscaster of the Year.
Texas Farm Bureau members, as a special benefit of your membership, you can receive free tickets to Baylor baseball games by submitting your name and member ID online at BaylorBears.com/TFB tickets. Submissions will be accepted between noon and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Monday of that week's home baseball game. For more information, visit the Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Ticket Office at McLean Stadium. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, proud sponsor of Baylor Athletics.
Now, back to today's Baylor Sports Beat. Here again is the voice of the Bears.
Welcome back on today's Baylor Sports Beat. The second-ranked and Big 12 Conference leading Lady Bears back in action tonight on the floor in the Farrell Center against TCU. Baylor sitting at 21-1 on the season, 10-0 in Big 12 Conference play. TCU in second place in the league standings at 8-2 in the conference. The Frogs are 17-4 overall. Baylor won the first meeting of the season between these two in Fort Worth 3 weeks ago, 66-57. But now fighting through the dog days of February, says head coach Kim Mulkey.
You're just in February. Everybody knows everything about each other, and it just we make each other look bad and because of defense. And it's just the grind, not just with us, but just across the country in our sport. And I've watched, you know, and I thought, well, I don't feel so bad now. I'm watching something here that's awful. And then I'd watch the next one and go, God, they're doing the same stuff. So I think it's just the grind of the season. You're in the middle of February, and everybody has just scouted each other so well, and we can make each other look bad.
Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears in action tonight in the Farrell Center against TCU, looking for their 29th consecutive win over the Frogs in the series. On the air at 6:30 tonight, 7 p.m. tip-off here on ESPN Central Texas. Television tonight on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. And that's today's Baylor Sports Beat. Talk to you tonight from the Farrell Center and have more tomorrow. I'm John Morris.
Baylor tonight, number 2 in the country, 21-1, 10-0 in the conference. We know about their long 50, looking for their 52nd consecutive Big 12 regular season win. TCU played within 9 up in Fort Worth. They're 17-4, 8-2, second place in the conference. 7 o'clock tip, or just after that, pregame here on ESPN Central Texas. 6:30 on ESPN Plus, John Morris and Jim Howler with the television broadcast. And Jim Howler, in fact, joins us now on ESPN Central Texas. Jim Howler on ESPN Central Texas. Jim, what makes TCU, what are they doing? What have they done? I know a new coach had come in, done a great job. What makes them kind of, not brisk, but a concern?
Well, certainly they're the surprise of the Women's Big 12 League this year. They were picked 8th, Smokey, before preseason, and their coach, Reagan Peebly, this is her 6th year. She's got all her players in there, and be truthful about it, they're very physical, very strong. They're bigger than most of the other teams in the Big 12 besides Baylor. They start 3-6-1s. They come in with 6-2s, 6-3s. So they've got a lot of tools, and they're really a good team. They beat Texas and Austin. As you mentioned just a while ago, the Lady Bears just beat them by 9 in Fort Worth. So this is a big game, but what you got to remember, the Lady Bears win this one, there'd only be 7 conference games left. They would have a 3-game lead, and they would be well on their way to their 10th straight conference championship.
Kim keeps mentioning that they're a veteran team. They've played together for a long time. How much is that a factor in their jump from 8th to 2nd?
Well, Paul, I think that's a key element to any team that's having success. I was looking at TCU's roster in preparation for tonight's game. They start 4 seniors. Their first substitute into the ball game is a senior. They've got 3 transfers from other successful major college programs. 1, Jade Woods, coming from the University of Oregon, for example. So they've got talent, and this is why I'm really looking forward to this ball game.
All right, what is it about this? Obviously, we know how talented Baylor women are and what they've done under Kim Mulkey forever. And Taya Cooper, the guard, and what she's brought to the table. Lauren Cox, do you think she's 100%?
Well, I don't think in to Lauren Cox standard she's 100%, but I think she's getting better every time out. Her shot certainly not back to where it was last year at this time, but I think you'll just continue to see her get better and better as the postseason nears. I think her passing has been fabulous. Her rebounding has been very, very good and consistent. Just her shooting has not been what it was.
Do you think that a couple games out now with Nelissa Smith, she'll be back to her old ways?
Well, I do. And, of course, she missed that TCU game up in Fort Worth on January 22nd. So to have her back in the lineup tonight against TCU will really help the Lady Bears. But she is such an extraordinary talent. I mean, 6'2", so physical, so athletic, very quick, runs the floor extremely well. There's not many around better than her in the country.
All right. Yesterday you heard the interview I think I had with we had on this show with Scott Drew, and you sent me a couple of notes, which I appreciated, as always, the insight from you. Jim, they're really special. We don't know, the what they ever do at the end in March or April will be what determines the year. But, man, are you how impressed have you been?
Well, it's just, look, Smokey, here's the way I look at this. They're 2 best players in the preseason, 2 players that were picked preseason all-conference. Kegler, who got removed from the team, was a second-team all-Big 12 selection. Tristan Clark was a first-team preseason selection. And those two guys, well, Clark is a shell of himself. Kegler's not here. So what Scott Drew and his staff has done with this team is remarkable. I've never seen a ball club that has better chemistry, a team that's less selfish, a team that passes the ball better, a team that plays harder. They're just phenomenal. They're fun to watch. I get excited every time I watch them practice or see them play.
As someone who's had to do this before coaching and recruiting guys, Scott made a point at the end of the game the other night and asked Pat Nelly about this, but from your perspective as a coach, he said none of the guys on the team have been told they're the greatest thing since sliced bread since they were in eighth grade, and that's created a mentality. For a coach to have a bunch of workmen like that, does that make it easier on you?
Oh, I think absolutely that's the truth. The fewer prima donnas you have on a ball club, the better chance you have for success, especially when they have talent. And this Baylor Bear men's team is just unbelievable with their physical toughness, their mental toughness. And let me just add this. They're doing that in the toughest physical league in America. I watch games every night. I study this. There's no conference in the USA that comes close to the physical play and the tenacity that the Big 12 has every night those teams step on the floor. I mean, you can take a team like Texas, who's 4-7 in conference play. They are tough. You saw that game Wednesday night in Austin. Look at Oklahoma State here last weekend. That's a tough, tough physical team, all up and down the line. So this team is doing it in the toughest conference in America.
By the way, speaking of Oklahoma State, Mike Boynton was ejected. He had enough, and I understand why. When was the last time you got ejected from a game?
Which time? It was a long time ago, but it certainly happened. And it just, your frustrations get away from you. And that's something I always admire about Scott Drew. He's always kept his composure. You guys on the radio always talk about his positive attitude, and that's certainly a great attribute. But sometimes coaches just get frustrated. He had four players foul out. And by the way, I think Michael Boynton's a terrific coach. I started observing him when he was Brad Underwood's assistant coach at Stephen F. Austin when they had those great teams several years back. So he's a known commodity, and he's doing a terrific job.
What did you say to get ejected? It's fine. We'll use the dump button.
I'm afraid my pastor might be listening. I can't go into all that.
Here's Jim Howler to the official. Darn it!
I disagree with your assessment.
That's all I'd said. I wish I'd had that control.
I disagree with your assessment.
Yeah. What the hell are you looking at? Jim, they're 20 whatever it is, 22-1 whatever it is, number one in the country. I put this up yesterday to Scott. He gave it to me. It's the first time since the 68 UCLA, the 68 Houston Cougars, to have the number one ranking from a college in Texas, a Division I, to rank 4 weeks or longer at number one. And I asked Scott about Elvin Hayes in Houston. He's too young to remember them. I know you do.
Well, I remember him quite well. I mean, I coached against the Olajuwon group at University of Houston. I observed Elvin Hayes. Those were phenomenal teams. But what this Baylor team is doing far surpasses what those ball clubs did. When you had Elvin Hayes and Don Chaney on the same team, you had two first-team All-Americans. You had two first-round draft picks. This team doesn't have that. They just have the guts and the determination and the toughness to find a way to keep making it happen. And I just love to watch them play.
Do you expect to see more teams built like this in Virginia and Villanova that we've seen the last few years, Gonzaga now, where you're going to get some NBA players in there, obviously, but you're going to have guys that are going to play 3 years because the one-and-dones are changing, the one-and-dones for now before the rule changes are going to play in Europe or New Zealand or wherever, and teams are getting guys who want to be college basketball players.
Well, and I think what you're seeing, Paul, this is a little different concept with all the transfers. You're getting kids that maybe didn't get to play as much as a freshman or sophomore as they thought. You mentioned the Gonzaga team. Take, for example, this year, their starting backcourt was playing college basketball in Texas last year. Ryan Wooldridge was the guard at North Texas. Edmond Gilder was the starting guard at Texas A&M. Their first sub off the bench, Drew Timmy, was in high school at Richardson, Texas last year, 6'10 kid. But a lot of these teams now are profiting from the transfers and the kids that feel like they really have something to prove. And I think that is a trend that we're going to see for a while.
All right, Jim, thank you. As always, we appreciate you. We'll see you tonight at the Farrell Center. And enjoy the broadcast with John, and we'll see you very soon.
Always fun to be with you guys, and thanks for having me.
There's another positive guy. My God, Jim Howler, from the time, and I texted him earlier today, and he was in a board meeting, and he stays very much involved, of course, in many, many things. And Jim Howler with us, who will broadcast the game tonight, Baylor Women against TCU, ESPN Plus, television broadcast, and the Lady Bears women's radio broadcast tonight with Bruce Geetson and Maggie. That comes up at 6:30. When we come back, a pretty busy show, considering that, 10 minutes before the start of the show, Garrett, we had no guests?
Yeah, no guests.
When we come back, Days on Earth. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, guys, what month is it?
Month.
What's your favorite month?
What's your favorite month? Chuck
month. Chuck month. What month is that? Chuck month is that?
That's Sequoia Family Ford. Come save on our full line of trucks and SUVs, including the F-Series and the all-new Ford Escape.
Don't miss Chuck month going on now at Sequoia Family Ford, where our family makes the difference.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
At UBO Business Services, being the premier provider of office technology in Texas, we are often told by IT managers the same thing. Our employees are our most expensive assets. How do we use technology to make our assets more productive? Our answer is always the same. By partnering with UBO Business Services and our U-Manage rental contract, it allows you to change your equipment as your needs change. No more waiting till the end of the lease. Call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services today, 254-772-1600 or www.ubo.com.
At Marksman, we know firearms. Whether you're looking for long-range shooting, tactical, or specialized gear, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms in Killeen, located at 2103 South W.S. Young Drive. Buy, sell, or trade. When it comes to guns, ammo, and accessories, nobody comes close. So head on over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, visit MarksmanFirearms.com.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million! That ain't chump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayer's champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones Campaign.
It's tax season once again. Stressful, right? Doesn't have to be. Maggard Bookkeeping has been helping Central Texans through the complex tax code for more than 20 years. Go to MaggardBookkeeping.com and bypass that stress.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Cut down on the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling by reserving a shuttle to left field or Bergstrom by contacting WacoShuttleU.com. Kim Mulkey and the number 2 Lady Bears are back tonight and on their home court for a meeting with TCU. Baylor sits atop the Big 12 by 2 games over the Frogs and have won 28 straight in the series. We'll have pregame beginning at 6:30, tip-off at 7 right here on ESPN Central Texas. Dave Aranda's first staff at Baylor is now officially complete as the program formally introduced Justin Juice Johnson this afternoon as the Bears' new running backs coach. The Richardson native spent last last year as running backs coach at his alma mater, U of H, and prior to that spent three seasons at Kansas, working as the Jayhawks wide receivers coach in 2018. Tonight in the NBA, after missing the last seven games due to an ankle injury, All-Star Luka Doncic is expected to be back in the lineup for the Mavericks as they play host to the Kings. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Rockets and Spurs have the night off.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Okay, FedEx, you have maybe lost a customer, although things are going to be sent to me by FedEx.
You're a UPS man now.
Seriously, this is like the third or fourth time in the last four or five deliveries that I had a FedEx package not arrive on time or have some other reason, delay. I understand even if it was like a polar eclipse. Is that a
polar eclipse?
It's an ice storm.
Yes.
And then you get on this absolutely insanity of you dial an 800 number and you press 1 for Indonesian. Text you or press your tracking number.
I also told you.
Do you have a left thumb?
No. The dumbest thing it said was enter your tracking number one digit at a time.
I know. I was going to like.
How else can you do it? You can't push more. Even if you pushed all the buttons at once, they still only register one at a time.
I am so furious. And I think I know right there on Imperial, there's a FedEx location.
Say it one at a time. Yeah. How can you say two numbers at once? I can't say 1, 2. I just said 1 and 2.
If anyone sees a FedEx truck, I really want you to help. I'm not going to say kidnap it, but I want you to stop them.
Oh, you're not sure that's even a truck.
Traffic, and then have them call myself.
What if you were experiencing a castaway situation?
I know. No, it said they tried to deliver at the building at 506.
What if you now do experience a castaway?
Anyone that delivers to here, anyone that delivers this building knows that everyone's gone at 4:59.
But here's what I know about FedEx from watching the movie Castaway. If your package does end up on a desert island with somebody for 4 years, 5 years, he will bring it to you eventually.
Will. All right, well, it seems like it's been that long for me. All right. They keep texting me. Do you want to say yes or stop? I'm about to just like send them an emoji. Yeah. All right. Okay.
On this day, Smokey. Days right. on Earth.
Well, wait a minute. From Gail. This is Gail. I'm hearing this more and more with FedEx. My husband said I shouldn't have such high expectations. That's what they represent as delivering on time. Okay. Days on Earth. Michigan State. Interesting that they're in the news today with the a new football coach. They were established on this date, 1855. 1909, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, formed this day. That was 91. That's 111 years ago. Winston Churchill becomes the British Prime Minister of the colonies in 1921. First secret demonstration of radio signals detecting aircraft by Robert Watson Watt at Daventry, England in 1935. 1950, Albert Einstein warns against the hydrogen bomb. The first U.S. POWs in North Vietnam released 116 of 456 flown to the Philippines in 1973. I was in Asia at that time. 1982, Wayne Gretzky scores his 153rd point of the season, breaking the single-season NHL record for points. The scream by Norwegian painter Edvard Munch. Is stolen in Oslo, 1994. U.S. President Bill Clinton acquitted by the Senate in his impeachment trial on this date in 1999. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin found guilty on corruption charges, sentenced to 10 years in prison in 2014. And Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman found guilty of 10 federal crimes on this date a year ago.
Born on this date in 1809, Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States, was born in Hardin County, Kentucky. Died, of course, in 1865. Also born on this date in 1809, same day, Charles Darwin conceived the theory of evolution by natural selection, was born in, he was born in England. I'm not going to. Shrewsbury, Shropshire. He died in 1882. In 1893, Omar Bradley, American World War II general in the invasion of Normandy, was born in Clark, Missouri. He died in 1981. Man, he was old. 1934, top five player all time, no doubt, Bill Russell in the greatest of his era. Boston Celtics Olympic gold, 1956, was born in West Monroe, Louisiana. In 1939, Ray Manzarek, musician and keyboardist from The Doors, was born in Chicago, Illinois. He died in 2013. And in 1990, RG3, born in Okinawa.
Robert Griffin III. Those who died on this date, 1789, Ethan Allen. Isn't that like a furniture company?
It is now, yes.
Revolutionary War patriot, led the Green Mountain Boys. Died of apoplectic fit at 51 years old. Apoplectic fit. Immanuel Kant, German philosopher.
Kant.
Okay, I'm not saying that word.
Immanuel Kant. Like, I can't do this. Kant.
What?
He was, yes. He was, look, Smokey, I know you know.
Let's move on.
The theory of transcendental idealism.
No, we're moving on. And Garrett, never again put that name on this list.
Okay.
God, that's... In 2000, Tom Landry, American great football coach of the Cowboys, former UT star.
You skipped J.C. Penney.
Died at 75. I didn't want to get anywhere near Emmanuel. J.C. Penney, American department store founder, died at 95 in 1971. And Charles M. Schulz, American cartoonist, of course, Peanuts, one of the greatest. I watched Peanuts Christmas and all that. Poor Charlie Brown. In 2000, died at 77. Thanks to Kim Mulkey, John Machota, Jim Howard, Lonnie Judd, and also Scott Drew. Thank you, Garrett Ross, as always, Paul mm-hmm. Catalina. Thank you for listening whenever you do, however long it might be. Thanks to our great sponsors. I'm David Smoke, Lady Bears Basketball, 6:30, right here on ESPN Central Texas. Good night.